With the help of Hashem, we will now be studying a sicha from the Fabrengen, the gathering that the Lubavitch Rebbe Melech HaMoshiach Shlita delivered on Shabbos, Parshas Kisavoy, Tovshin Nun Aleph, 57-51. This Fabrengen, this gathering, which took place, of course, in 770 Eastern Parkway, was on the secular date of August 31st, 1991. And again, that was Shabbos Parshas Kisavoy. And this talk is taken from those sichas, from those talks of that Fabrengen, which after Shabbos, the Rebbe Melech HaMoshiach edited the talks of that Fabrengen in Yiddish for the Allgemeiner Journal paper to have the sicha disseminated and publicized to the wider Jewish crowd. And then, of course, it came out as a separate pamphlet as well. And subsequently, it was published in the Sefer HaSichos HaTinase, the talks of 5751, volume 2, and this sicha begins on page 810. And thereafter, it was printed in various different forms, and it came out, of course, in Eretz Yisrael, shortly thereafter, as the Dvar Malchus, which is being published every single week, the sichas of the current time, the words of royalty. And we now begin. Again, page 810 in Sefer HaSichos HaTinase, volume 2. Misichos Shabbos Parshasavoy, Chof Aleph Elul HaTinase. From the talks of the Shabbos of the week of the portion of Tavoy, the 21st of Elul, 5751. Behemshech Tzudem tzivui b'parshasenu af mitzvas bikurim unvidui maiser. After and continuing from the commandment in the beginning of our Torah portion this week, the mitzvah of bringing the first fruit to the Beis HaMikdash and the tithe confession, or the tithe declaration. On kumendikin Eretz Yisrael, upon arriving in the land of Israel, was dirmit hishli Moshe levaris ha-teira ulechadish es ha-mitzves asher tziva oisoi Hashem chuli. That with that, with this mitzvah, in this parsha, Moshe has concluded explaining the whole Torah and giving any novelties to the mitzvahs which he was commanded by Hashem. V'yarot ongeheben b'ashti asr chedesh b'echad l'chedesh gemer, as he began on the first of the 11th month, b'ever hayardin b'eretz Moav, on the eastern side of the Jordan River, in the land of Moav. As the pasuk in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim tells us, that Moshe Rabbeinu began saying all of these words, the entire book of Devarim, Deuteronomy. It was on the first day of the eleventh month, which today we would call that the month of Shvat, on the first day of Shvat, which was exactly 7 weeks, 5 weeks. It was exactly 5 weeks prior to Moshe's passing away. And this statement that the Rebbe HaMashiach is quoting over here is from the Ramban Nachmanides on our Parsha, where with this Moshe Rabbeinu has concluded explaining the Torah. Kerzichu Moshe zu reden wegen dem klolustiken kium von ganz Torah. So at this point, what's happening here in the Parsha, now Moshe turns back to continue speaking about the general fulfillment of the entire Torah, un alle mitzvahs, and all of the commandments. Und der Bris auf dem Zwischen dem Eibischten mit Jiden, and the covenant that there is between Hashem and the Jewish people. That at this point, Moshe Rabbeinu is now going to speak about, in general terms, about keeping everything, and that Hashem made a covenant between us and him. Ki kvar ishlamti lecha hakoil in dem Sefer Mishnei Teira. For I have already completed for you everything, which is a quote again from the Ramban, in this book of Mishnah Torah. So at this point, the Pasuk continues in our Parsha, after the beginning of the mitzvahs of the first Purim and the tithe declaration. So that would bring us to Pasuk Tes Zayin, verse 16. Hayem azeh Hashem alekecha mitzavicha. And this very day, Hashem is commanding you, la'aseh sechukim ha'ele, these statutes, and the word here, chukim, is a term that we use for the suprarational commands, ves ha'mishpatim, and the laws, which is the term that we use for the rational commands, v'shamarta ve'asisa oisam v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'gemer. Be careful to observe them with all your heart and all your soul. Undernach, and afterwards, now we're going to quote verses from the very next chapter, Chav Zayin, the first verses, chapter 27 in our Parsha, that the Pasuk states, Shomor eskol ha-mitzvah asher anochi mitzave eschem hayoim. Guard all of the commandments that I am commanding you today. V'hoya b'yeim asher tavru es hayarden el ha'aretz gemer. What will happen is, on the day that you cross the Yarden, the Jordan River, etc. V'hakimoyso lecha avanim g'deilois v'gemer. And you are then to set up huge stones, etc. V'chosavto aleihen es kol divrei hatera hazeis v'gemer. And you are to write on them, on those stones, the words of this Torah. Un, and then we continue skipping a few verses, going on now to verse 9 and 10. Haskes u'shma Yisrael. Pay attention and listen, O Israel. Hayem hazeh niyesa la'om l'Hashem alekecha. Today, on this very day, you have become a nation, a people, to Hashem. V'shamata b'keil Hashem alekecha v'asisas mitzveisav gemer. And you are to listen to the voice of Hashem, perform His mitzvahs, His commandments, etc. And afterwards, as the Torah portion here continues, Retzich Baruch Hu speaks at length, vegan, with regards to the divrei habris asher tzivas Moshe lichreis es bnei Yisrael be'eretz Moav, the words of the covenant which Hashem has commanded Moshe to make with the Jewish people in the land of Moav. Milvad abrisa shekoras itom b'chayrev. Besides the covenant which he already made with them in Chayrev. That's another term for Mount Sinai. Bees b'siyum ha-parsha mamish. Until we get to the very end of this entire Torah portion of Kisavoy, the very last verse. Hushmartem estivrei habris hazois v'asisem oisom. L'man taskilu eis kol asher ta'asun. Guard, keep, watch the words of this covenant and observe them in order that you succeed in everything that you do. Unter teichen vert nimshach eich in die parshis shel achrise. And this same content, this theme, continues in the upcoming following Torah portions. Nitzavim vayelech. Ha'azinu unvezeis habracha. The rest of the remaining portions until the end of the entire Torah. Vos retzich nit vegen mitzvahs pratius, where in from here on and all the next parshias, it does not speak about specific commandments, nor vegen dem bris af klalus ha'teira v'mitzvahs uninyonim klaliyim fagbunden dermit, but rather it speaks about the covenant, about the general observance of Torah and the commandments, and about general concepts associated with the generality of keeping Torah in general. Now, since the commandment and the covenant of the entire Torah and mitzvahs in very general form, including everything in general, comes immediately following this particular mitzvah in which our parsha begins, the mitzvah of Bikurim, of the first fruit. Therefore, we can say that there is a conceptual association and connection between them. They have, according to the content of the mitzvah of Bikurim and what that mitzvah stands for, although it seems to be a particular mitzvah, somehow that mitzvah is connected with the commandment and the bris on the entire Torah in general. As it's known, the precision in all matters of Torah, also in the order of Torah. So therefore, if Hashem chose that the instructions and the warnings for Torah in general, in the most general sense of reminding us about the covenant and keeping Torah, and speaking about this in most general terms, should come immediately after the mitzvah of Bikurim, of the first fruit, obviously there's some connection there and there is a message for us. And particularly according to the commentary of Rashi, his interpretation, as Hayoim Hazeh Hashem Elokecha Mitzavcha Gemer, that when the verse states that on this day Hashem is commanding you, Vishamarta Vasisa Oisam, and you shall guard and do them, is a bracha vaskum tzulib kiu mitzvas bikurim, that this is actually a blessing that comes for the fulfillment of this commandment of bringing the first fruit. Vasratzich lifnei zeh, which is speaking about beforehand. As Rashi quotes, bas koil mivarchosoy, there is a heavenly voice which blesses the individual who brought the first fruit. And it declares as follows, heveisa bikurim hayoim, tishne l'shono haba'a, you have brought the first fruit today, you will, may you do so next year as well. So according to Rashi, there's really a connection, a very strong connection, because this mitzvah follows immediately, not only by the commandment of keeping the whole Torah, but actually it's a result of that, and these psukim of you will in fact do so is a continuation of the mitzvah of Bikurim. In footnote 13, the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach supports and strengthens this point from the Alter Rebbe's interpretation in Likutei Torah on this parsha, where he explains that these psukim, this mitzvah of Bikurim, is referring to what it says earlier, which is the idea of the land flowing with milk and honey, and how it's all connected, and how it's most general terms. Nachmer, more, even more so. The Bris of Klaus Torah mitzvahs state in the Zeh der Parsha mit mitzvahs Bikurim. This covenant of keeping Torah and mitzvahs in general is written in the very same Torah paragraph as the mitzvah of Bikurim, in the same parsha. The same Torah portion, which speaks about the mitzvah of Bikurim, goes on to speak about this general fulfillment of all of Torah and mitzvahs. Und die Haschala von der Parsha ist binyan zeh Bikurim. And the beginning of this parsha, which speaks so much about the generalization of keeping Torah and mitzvahs in general, the beginning is this mitzvah of Bikurim, first fruit. That the beginning of something, of anything, even just the way people speak, how much more so when we're dealing with matters of holiness and Torah, as is the case here, it's sort of a segue that leads in, and it's associated with the rest, which is going to come afterwards. So based on that, darf man verstehen, we need to understand, was ist die Scheiches zwischen Mitzvahs Bikurim mit dem Bries auf Kabbalas Hatero Mitzvahs, Kol Hatero Mitzvahs. What is the connection between this particular specific mitzvah of the first fruit with the covenant of accepting all of the Torah and its commandments? L'cheira is Bikurim ein mitzvah pratis zwischen alle mitzvahs Hatero. Apparently, the mitzvah of Bikurim of the first fruit is one specific particular mitzvah out of all the commandments of the Torah. Und sie ist verbunden mit Tnoim v'agboleis bizman b'mokim b'ish uvemin. And it's actually associated with conditions and limitations in time, in place, in the individual, the person, and in the particular species, the type. Davka in Eretz Yisrael, it has to be done, this mitzvah can only be fulfilled in the land of Israel. Bizman shebeis hamikdash haya kayam, and only when the temple was standing, after the destruction of the temple, one cannot fulfill this mitzvah of Bikurim even in the land of Israel. Davka fun deshiva minim shnishtapcha ba'en Eretz Yisrael, specifically with the seven kinds, the fruit of the seven species, that the land of Eretz Yisrael was praised. Un minamuvcha shebahem, and the best of those fruit. And the individual who does this mitzvah can only be an individual who actually owns land in Eretz Yisrael. And it has to be good, praiseworthy land, not just any piece of real estate. It has to be a good, fertile, beautiful field or something like that. And to quote the Rashi in our Parsha, and it's also a very specific time of year that we can only say the verses known as Mikra Bikurim, the declaration made, only in the time of joy. And that is from between the festival of Shavuos until the end of the festival of Sukkot. Ve'oid and other conditions, as would are spelled out in the Mishnayos and in the various places that discuss this mitzvah of Bikurim. And it's from 15 and on, the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach references where we find all of these limitations, that it has to be in the land of Israel, and only when there's a Beis HaMikdash, etc., etc. So not only is this mitzvah of Bikurim a specific mitzvah, but actually to fulfill it, as is the case with many other mitzvahs, very detailed and very specific and very limited, that you can't, this one can't do it, and you can't do it in this way or that way, etc. So, so what's the connection with that specific particular mitzvah with the verse which states that on this day Hashem is commanding you, etc., and then going into the general commandment and covenant about all of Torah and mitzvahs, which is referring to all the commandments, which Jews are commanded and obligated to do in all times and in all places. Kipirish Rashi ala pasuk, as Rashi's commentary on that verse of Hayom Hazeh. So to quote Rashi, b'chol yoim, every single day, yiyu beinecha chadoshim, these mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs should be in your eyes new. Ki'ilu bay bayim nitztavisa aleim, as if on this very day, each day, you were commanded to keep these mitzvahs today. So it's a very general statement. Eich darfen farstein, also we need to understand, b'negeyat sudem shem ha-parsha, with regards to the name of this parsha, tovoy, come. Footnote 22, writes the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach as follows, this is the name of the parsha in all the chumashim that I have seen, and not kisavoy. Commonly, this parsha is called kisavoy, which is the opening words of the parsha. V'hoya, and it will happen, it will come to pass, kisavoy, when you enter. However, if you look in all the chumashim, so the name of the parsha is just the word tavoy without the ki. And also in the discourses of Rabbi Seinu Nisieinu of the Rebbe's, in the beginning of the Maimer, also it's written that it was said on Tavoy. And the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach brings down that in the Tur, he calls it Kisavoy, with a key. And in the Rambam, where he lists the name of all the Parshias, he calls it V'haya Kisavoy, all three words. and then concluding the footnote by saying, Ve'ein kan mekoymoy, and this is not the place to delve into that further. However, the point here is that this parsha is referred to as Tavoy, come. Matgeret merer emol, we have spoken on many occasions, Banegeya Tsushemus Aparshius, with regards to the names of the Torah portions, of the weekly Torah readings. As the Renomen von Azach Gita Ruiz, dem Teichen von der Zach, was wird angerufen, mit dem betreffenden Renomen. That the name of a particular something, of anything, brings out the content of that which it's called with that particular name. Valpize, darf men hobben a hasbara in unser parsha. So according to that rule, that the name of something brings out the content and what that is all about, so we need now to have an explanation in our parsha. In unser parsha, Tavoy, meint areinkommen von Yidden Eretz Yisrael. The name of the parsha is Tavoy. So what does the word mean? That the Jewish people, the Bnei Yisrael, are coming into the land of Eretz Yisrael. That's what the parsha is speaking about. That when you will come into the land, you then will have this mitzvah of the first fruit. Seemingly, this tavoy, this entering the land, is merely a preparation. It's only a prerequisite for the fulfillment of the actual mitzvah of bikurim, of the first fruit. And the other mitzvahs, and then the other mitzvahs which are listed over there, the tithes. Which we have to fulfill after we come into the land. In footnote 24, the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach is pointing out that here it's not even talking about the mitzvah of going into the land, for that was discussed in earlier parshas. So here it actually is just telling us that after you come into the land, then you will fulfill this mitzvah. Ve'afal pichein, and nonetheless, that the ganze parsha, yet this entire Torah portion, onhebendik von etze mitzvahs bikurim, beginning with this mitzvah itself, the very commandment of the first fruit, bis eich der bris af klolus kol mitzvahs shebe parsha seinu, until also including the covenant, which is the rest of the parsha basically, about keeping all of the commandments in general, ongerufen b'shem tavoy. All of this is called tavoy. You shall come in. Vos is nit mer the ahachana v'hakdama tzukiyum ha-mitzvahs baretz, which is no more than just a preparation and a prerequisite to the fulfillment of the commandments in the land. Vetten das verstehen behektim der chidush in mitzvahs bikurim legabe andere eifanim in esinas shevach veidol Hashem. So we will understand the answer to all of the above by first explaining what is novel about this commandment of Bikurim, a first fruit, and how it's different than the praise which is given to Hashem in other forms. Because after all, when we bring the first fruit, so part of the mitzvah is that we are to announce and make a declaration about how great the land is, and we thank Hashem for giving us this beautiful, wonderful land of Eretz Yisrael. This is not the only time that we praise Hashem. So let's see the difference between the form of praising Him in this mitzvah as opposed to the others. Der Inhalt von Avos Bikurim, the content, the theme of bringing the first fruit, und Mikra Bikurim, and reciting these verses, is the anerkennung, is the recognition, as Meito Yisbarech Hu Yagia Lanu Kol HaBroches Bo'ilom. Okay, this is quoting from the Sefer HaChinuch on this mitzvah, where he says that it is from Hashem, blessed be He, where one receives all the blessings in the world. So it's the recognition that every blessing and every good thing that I receive is from Hashem. Die Bracha von dem Eibishten bringt a Yidin zu Shefa Tvois und Peirois in sein Feld. It is particularly and specifically the blessing from Hashem which brings to the Jew an abundance of produce and fruit in his field. Therefore, he's giving away to Hashem from the first fruit of the land. Von die erste und beste Frucht von der Feld, from the first and the best fruit of the field. Und dankt dem Eibishten, and he thanks Hashem. When his nit came kfui toiva, and he is not ungrateful. Fardi peiros mitvelcha the Rebishter hot im gebenched for the fruit with which Hashem has blessed him. Unfarale zayne chasodim, and for all of his kindnesses. Chastei hamokoim, the kindnesses of Hashem. And to quote the verse, V'anisa v'amarta lifnei Hashem alekecha, you shall speak and say before Hashem your God. And on that, the Sefer HaChinuch explains, Yisaper chasodov yisbarech oleinu, that the person should retell and should say over Hashem's kindnesses over us, v'al kol am Yisrael derech klol, and over all of the nation of Israel in general. So that's what the mitzvah is all about, praising Hashem and realizing and recognizing that every single and all blessings that a Jew has is directly as a result of the blessing from the Almighty. Der gefiel von Dankbarkeit zum Eibishten für seine Chassodim, the feeling of appreciation and thankfulness to Hashem for his kindnesses. Und der Far sogen dem Dank und abgeben Shebach veidol Hashem is, and therefore saying thank you and responding to these great kindnesses with praise and appreciation to Hashem is an inyan klali. It's a very general concept in dem leben von hayidn, in the life of a Jew. So to thank Hashem and to have that recognition and to express it is a very general theme in the life of a Jew. Beginning immediately, to quote the language of the Alter Rebbe, immediately as soon as the individual wakes up from his sleep. Durch anerkennen, through recognizing, und erklären, and declaring, Meidani lefanecha, I acknowledge or I give thanks before you, shechazarta bi nishmasi, that you have restored to me my soul. These are, of course, the words that we say first thing as soon as we wake up in the morning. This is giving thanks to Hashem for restoring our soul and giving us back our life and waking us up. Und das ist der Yesod, and this is the foundation. Der erste Reinfir zu seiner Avodas Hashem, the first entrance of the individual to serving Hashem. Was wird vorgesetzt in die Brachos v'Tfilos, which continues throughout the blessings, the morning blessings and the prayers. V'noyde lecha, as we say in our prayer later on in the morning, that we thank you, al chayeinu ha-mesurim b'yodecha, for our very lives which are given over to you in your hand, v'al nifloisecha, and for your wonders, v'toivoisecha, and your good kindnesses, shebechol eis, at every moment, erev, evening, v'voiker, and morning, v'tzaharayim, and midday. That's how we express ourselves in the Shemayne Esrei, in the Amidah, in the blessing of Moedim, where we're giving thanks. Und in die verschiedene, and in the various, und mehrere, and in the many, birchos hanehenin, blessings that we thank Hashem for various things that we enjoy. There's a whole category of benedictions that are called birchos hanehenin, such as before and after one eats food, and the like. V'sayid benched und dankt dem Eibishten, that the Jew thanks, he blesses and he thanks Hashem, b'meshech dem ganzen tog, throughout the entire day, un jeden tog, and every day, for yeder teva un hanah, for every goodness and pleasure and benefit, vaser genist, that he enjoys. Kelo, this includes v'ikar, and primarily birkas hamazoin, vas iz min ha-teira, the blessing known as the grace after meal. After you eat something such as bread, which satiates, then we have to say the series of blessings afterwards known as Birkas HaMazon, and that is a biblical obligation as opposed to all the other blessings that we say are all rabbinic. This is the one blessing which is biblically obligatory, and it's one of the 613 commandments. And what do we say in that blessing? Hazan es ha'olam kuloi, who provides for the entire world, b'tuvoi, in his goodness, b'chein, with grace, u'v'chesed, and with kindness, u'v'rachamim, and with mercy, chulei, etc. Very, very intense expression of gratitude. Nachmer, more than that. Afilu tzvishin d'umay sa'olam, even amongst the nations of the world, the non-Jews, velchegleibin, which believe, unanerkenin, and recognize, as the Rebishter is the Rebbeirei Olam u'manhegoi, that the Almighty is the creator of the world and the one who runs the world, is dort die Anhaga zu danken dem Eibischten, vergeben sie Speis und das Gleichen. There is this conduct that they actually express thanks to Hashem for giving them sustenance and the like. They also have this idea of praying to Hashem and thanking Him before they eat and so forth. Und das ist nachmer unterstrichen, and this is even more underscored, according to the well-known teaching of the Baal Shem Tov, uisfirlech erklärt durch dem alten Rebbe, explained in detail through the alter Rebbe in Shari Chud V'Emunah at the beginning, and that is, as die Beschaffung von der ganzen Welt, that the creation of the entire world, wird banait, becomes renewed b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, every single day, u'v'chol rega v'rega, and every single moment. It's actually being recreated from anew every single moment. Was das ist, an unbegrenzter chesed von dem Eibishtern b'yrei oylam zu jeden Nivra. Now this in fact is an unlimited and an unbelievable, well, an unlimited kindness of Hashem, the creator of the world, to every single created entity. Velcher wirkt auf dem Nivra, which awakens within the created entity, the creature, und bringt ihm, and brings him, zu der tiefer Anerkennung und dem Gefühl, to the deep recognition and to the feeling, azer und alzarum ihm, that he, the individual, and everything around him, is in ganzen abhängig, is completely dependent in dem ständigen Chesed von dem Eibishten, in the constant kindness of Hashem, the Creator. We realize that if every single moment He is recreating everything from anew, so that means we're completely at His mercy, literally, and we're totally dependent on His kindness. So that brings out a very deep feeling of gratitude. In mitzvahs bikurim, gefind men aber achidush. Now, that was in general, and we do that all day long, we're saying blessings all day long, and prayer, and we start with Maidani. However, when it comes to the mitzvah of bringing the first fruit and thanking Hashem, we find over here something novel. A tiferen, a deeper, unmer arumet nemendikin uistruk, and a more all-encompassing expression, fun anerkennung, of recognition, und dankbarkeit zum Eibishten, and thankfulness to Hashem. Derid bringt Aruis seine Dankbarschaft gefühlen zum Eibishten for die Chassodim nit blois bedibur. In this case, the Jew expresses and brings out his gratitude, that feeling of appreciation to Hashem for his kindnesses, not merely verbally, by just saying words, as we do all day long when we bless Hashem, nor erdrikt es uis, but rather he's expressing it in noch a starker neufen, in an even stronger fashion, in maisim, in actions. Er nehmt mereshis kopri adama, he takes, as the verse says in this mitzvah, from the first of the fruit of the land, und bringt es in beis hamikdosh, Tavi Beis Hashem Elokecha, and he brings it into the Holy Temple, the Beis HaMikdash, as the verse states, to the place which Hashem will choose to have His name dwell there, namely the Beis Hamikdash. And He places it there for Hashem. As the verse states, place it before Hashem. That's the mitzvah. So He actually, physically, does something, indeed, by taking fruit and traveling and bringing and putting. This brings out the full and complete recognition that, and to quote the verse from Tehillim 24, verse 1, that the earth, the entire world, and all therein is Hashem's. As alts belangt zu Eibishtin, that everything belongs to Hashem. Der Yid banugend sich nit mit der Hakara, as das, was vermogt, kommt zu ihm bechaste Hashem uvirchaste Yisbarich. The Jew does not satisfy with the recognition that everything that he owns is his only with the kindness of Hashem and His blessing. That's not sufficient. He's not satisfied with that. Nor erba weist, but rather he shows, mitn bringen die Bikurim, by bringing these first fruit, as eich nochin bakumen, dem shefa peirois, geheren peirois, un alle seine nechossim, noch als zum Eibishten. That even after he has been blessed with the flow of an abundance of fruit, he's showing that even now, all those fruit, and everything that he owns for that matter, still belongs to Hashem. It's not that I, the individual, received it thanks to Hashem, and it's only because of His kindnesses and His blessings. It's more than that. Even that which I, so to say, own right now, is really Hashem's. Vayel Hashem aretz umloya, because the earth and everything in it is Hashem's. Und erfar, and therefore, he's bringing the first fruit, das erste und beste, the first and the best fruit, lifnei Hashem lekecha, before Hashem. Es bleibt in Rishus von dem Eibishter. It remains in Hashem's possession. And actually, as the Rebbe Melchizedek Mashiach brings on footnote 42, that the fruit then gets a category of sanctity, and they're given to the Kayanim to eat, and it's sort of like a sacrifice, which actually takes on a level of holiness and sanctity, and it's no longer a regular mundane fruit. So that symbolizes and brings out that everything that the Jew owns, even after he receives it from Hashem, still belongs, and it's all Hashem's. Und die Pe'ula von Avos HaBikurim, and this action, this physical act of bringing the Bikurim, lifnei Hashem alekecha, before Hashem, boifen as es bleibt dort, in a way that it remains there, he leaves the fruit there, nemta durch, this permeates, noch tiefer dem adam amedia Bikurim, even deeper, the individual who brought these Bikurim. As zol nochmer anerkennen, that this individual should even recognize even more, der heren bis der filin, he should internally understand up until he should feel. Now, these are expressions in Yiddish, and Yiddish is a very rich language when it comes to certain expressions of how to bring out a concept. So there's a word in Yiddish which is der her. And the root is from the word to hear, to listen, but then there is to internalize it. And the same thing, there's the word to feel something, but then there's their feeling. So it's a very internal emphasis. So when the person does this mitzvah of Bikurim, he recognizes even more, and he actually is able to internally feel even more the air, how he, in Gansen, totally, himself totally, un alts was gefind sich berushusay, and everything which is in his found in his possession, belangt lifnei Hashem alekecha, belongs before Hashem. So it's not just that I have to give a certain amount, and I brought a basket or whatever of fruit, and I put it down, and now the rest of the produce is mine, because I'm going to give all the proper tithes and all that. No, The mitzvah of Bikurim brings out the feeling in the individual that just like I brought this, the first and the best of my fruit, and I gave it to Hashem and it remains there, and it's Hashem's, so to all the fruit that I have in all of my field and in my home and I'm going to eat, me and everything that I own is all completely Hashem's. Varum, dur havas bikurim, b'maise b'peil, because through bringing the bikurim in an actual deed, bring tzicharuis, this brings out and expresses the anerkennung, the recognition, nit nor in zayn machshava v'dibur, not only in the individual's thought and speech verbally, v'dosis durch nesinas shevach v'ido in birkas hamazin v'kayetze b'zeh, as is the case when we're praising and thanking Hashem by saying the benchin, the grace after meal, or the like, that you realize it in your thought and you verbalize it. Nor oichin zayn maisa. But here, in Bikurim, it's also in the person's action. Das nehmt durch sein ganze Metzius, alle seine Levushim. It takes the individual completely, his entire existence, his whole entity, all of his garments. And that word garments is in quotations. The Alter Rebbe in Tanya tells us that we have the soul of the way that the individual expresses himself and the way the neshama functions, so each individual has three garments, and they are thought, speech, and action. So here, our expression and recognition of tremendous thanks to Hashem, and more than that, but realizing that everything I and everything that I have and own is really Hashem's, here it incorporates all of the person, all of his garments, even his action. So much so that this action and this deed of bringing the Bikurim physically permeates and takes the person in much deeper, even his speech, which he anyways, by other mitzvahs and by blessings and benedictions, he uses the speech anyway. Because here we find something unique. It says, Ve'onisa ve'omarta lifnei Hashem elekecha. That's the pasuk that we quoted earlier. And you shall respond, or you shall say. You see, actually, it's sort of a double expression here. The anisa is a word, an expression of response or saying, and the marta means, and you will say. So why the double expression? As the result is heich, the anisa l'shoin haramas koil, that he says it out loud, not just to verbally say it. As Rashi brings down from the Gemara, that when it comes to the mitzvah of Bikurim, because it uses the expression ve'anisa, that's an expression of saying it out loud. It's insufficient to just say it verbally, as is the case by other brachas where you could just say it. Or mitzimcha, and the person has to do it with joy, as Rashi brings down here as well. Unzayn machshava v'chavana bazeh. And of course, also involving his thought and his focus, his intention here. Footnote 45, bringing down the chinuch from before, the Sefer HaChinuch, that this mitzvah awakens within the person the thoughts, and he's able then to picture and envision in his heart the truth that everything is from Hashem, and he has to always express his gratitude to Hashem. So this mitzvah over here of Bikurim, when it comes to gratitude to Hashem, has something different and novel than all the other expressions of thanks that we're doing all day long. And that is that it's b'maise, indeed, in action. And because of that, and the way that we do it, it also affects the dibur, that we express our thanks to Hashem in a loud way, and with simcha, which already involves our emotions. So it basically takes in the person completely through and through, all of his garments and all of his mitzius, his entire entity, and he realizes that everything is Hashem's. That's the mitzvah of Bikurim. The Yeshloimar, the Erbiur in them. And we can say the explanation in this. So now we're going to explain this in greater detail. Chazal Zogin, our sages of blessed memory, tell us, and footnote 46 references where it is in the Zohar, etc. As Yidin, Fernon Gerufin, Bikurim, that the Jewish people actually are referred to allegorically as Bikurim, the first fruit. and the best fruit. V.S. state, quoting a pasuk from the prophet Hosea, chapter 9, verse 10, Kivikura biseena bereshisa ra'isi avoseichem. This is Hashem describing the Jewish people like a ripe first fruit on a fig tree. In its beginning, did I see, did I view your fathers? Un, and then we have another pasuk, and this one is quoted from the prophet Yirmiyah, chapter 2, verse 3. Kedosh Yisrael Hashem, Reishis Tvuasoi. That the Jewish people are holy to Hashem. They are the first of His crop. Vayol, Kishen Vibikurim, Miloshein Bechor, Zainin Reishis Priho Adama. For just as the first fruit, and the word bikurim, which is the first fruit, is the same word as bechor, which means the firstborn, are the first of the fruit of the land. V'kodmu bikurim lakoil, and bikurim precede all. Where that is a reference to the Mishnah, as you see in footnote 49, in Maseches Trumos, where the Mishnah is discussing how do you know which you should give first, the Truma or the Bikurim? Because they're both called Truma and they're both called Reishis, which means first. And the Mishnah concludes and says, Bikurim are before everything because they are Bikurim Lakoyu. So Bikurim precedes everything, even something else which is also called Reishis, which means the first. Azei, Zainan Eden, the Reishis von Welt. So too, allegorically speaking, just as the Bikurim are the first fruits literally, so to the Jewish people are referred to as the Reishis, the first of the world, for the world, from the world, produce of the world. Frier unehecher von alts was is bashafen geworden. Preceding and higher than everything which was created. Machshavton shel Yisrael kodmo l'chol davar. As the Midrashim say, that the thought, Hashem's thought, as it were, the plan of having the Jewish people preceded everything. Although in actual creation, one might ask the Jewish people, man wasn't even created first. Man was created last. But we're saying over here, as far as the purpose is concerned, and the plan, so Yisrael preceded everything, every single created entity. The Chazal Zogin, as our sages of blessed memory state, Afin Pasuk, in their interpretation, based on the very first pasuk in the Torah, Bereishis bara Elokim es hashamayim ve'eith ha'aretz. That in the beginning of Hashem is creating the heavens and the earth. So he uses the word Bereishis. So the very first word in the Torah, in the story of creation, is Bereishis. In the beginning. As die Welt is bashafen geworden, that the world was created Bishvil Yisrael Shnikru Reishis Tvuasoi, for the Jewish people, which are referred to, as we brought down the pasuk from the Navi Yirmiyah, Reishis Tvuasoi, the first of his produce. Undos Batzitzich Nitnor Tzuklolus Nishomes Yisrael Lemaila. And this reference does not only refer to the general collective Jewish souls, the way they are above, as souls, spiritually speaking, before they come down and descend into this physical world. Other klolus am Yisrael lemata, or even collectively the Jewish nation as an entire nation down here as one big nation. Nor, rather, zu jeden Eden, einzelnen Eden lemata, to every single individual Jews down here. Anashim, nashim, v'taf. Men, women, and children, even very small children. V'chazal zogin, as our sages say, and this is a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Kol echad ve'echad, every single individual, chayav loimar, is obligated to say, Bishvili nivra ha'olam, For me, the world was created. The entire world. Yeder Yid, Darf Zogin, every single Jew has to say, as the Welt is Bashafen geworden zu Libim, that the world was created for him. That's a tremendous responsibility. Kishem vidi bikurim bepashtus darfen gebracht werden in Yerushalayim, just as in the literal sense, when we're speaking about the mitzvah of bringing the bikurim fruit, so just as they need to be brought to Yerushalayim, unavekelekt werden in Beis HaMikdash, and they need to be put down and placed in the Holy Temple, lifnei Hashem alekecha, before Hashem, as the verse states, azei is eich benegiat zu Yidin, so too is with regards to the Jews. Zayin dikti bikurim fun velt, being that, as we just explained, being that the Jews, and every Jew, are the bikurim of the world, is the remeser art fun Yidin, so the true place, the true location of the Jews, fun yeder Yidin, of every single Jew, lifnei Hashem alekecha, in Beis HaMikdash, is before Hashem, in the Beis HaMikdash. Varum, di ikar dike, unemeser mitzius fun Yidin, because the primary and the true existence of the Jew, even as a soul in a physical body down here, is his godly soul. That's his real, true entity of who he is, his identity. Velche is, and the soul, of course, is a part of Hashem above, literally, in the most real sense. The Alter Rebbe adds the word mamish. He's quoting it from a pasuk, but the pasuk doesn't say mamish, and the Alter Rebbe wants to make sure that we don't misunderstand it and we don't play it down, but we take it to its full extent, and it's a radical statement. But that's the truth, and that's what the Alter Rebbe is telling us right at the beginning of chapter 2 in Tanya, that the neshama of every single individual Jew is a chelek eloka mimal mamish. Bees, the Lashon HaYadua, to the extent, as the famous expression goes, quoting from the Zohar, Yisrael v'kutsha b'richu kul achad, that Yisrael, the Jewish people, and every individual Jew, and Hashem himself, are one. Absolutely one. Un deriber, and therefore, is yeder yid, every Jew, in velchen matzav erzol zich nor gefinin, in whatever state he may find himself, farbunden un gebunden mit dem Eibishten. He is attached and bound up with Hashem. Und derfar darf er sich gefinnen euch begolui lifnei Hashem alekecha. And therefore he needs to be found also in a revealed way, as the pasuk says about the Bikurim, before Hashem. And now we explain. Three words here. Lifnei Hashem alekecha, we said. Before Hashem, your God. Lifnei, when you say the word lifnei, before, Sai b'feirushay ha-pashut, this applies to its simple meaning, far, which means before, in front of, b'smichus zu dem Eibishten, that we are close, we are right in front of Hashem. Un sai b'feirushay ha-pnimi, and also in the inner interpretation, the deeper interpretation of the word lifnei, miloshin pnimius, that lifnei comes from the expression of internal, very deep, Bipnimius Hashem alekecha, that the place of the Jewish people as the Bikurim of the world is lifnei Hashem alekecha, is in the pnimius of Hashem. Because Yisrael v'kutsha b'richu kol achad, at that level where we're absolutely one. Varum, hagam as the ganze welt is bashafen geworden durch dem Eibishten. And the reason for this is, because although indeed the entire world, of course, was created by Hashem, so like what's the difference between anybody or anything? Is over the Welt Bashafen Gevaren. However, the world was created not as an emtzoi, only as a means, Bishvil Yisrael Shnikro Reishis, for the Jewish people, which they're called Reishis, as we said above, Bereishis, that this whole story of creation that we're about to learn, Hashamayim, Haaretz, all the hosts of the heaven, everything on the planet, and all the planets, all the galaxies, and all of the spiritual entities, everything that Hashem created is a means to what? For the Jewish people, for the Jewish people. Uvemele, nemt sich es nit, und es der gerecht nit, in der pnimius, lifnei. Therefore, everything else in the creation, although of course it's created by Hashem, However, it does not reach, it doesn't grab, and it doesn't reach the pnimius, the lifnei, harotzin v'akavonu funavai lekecha, the will and the intention, the goal of Hashem lekecha. So you can't say that everything else is placed lifnei Hashem lekecha. No, everything else comes from Hashem, of course. And he's creating it, yes. And he's recreating it every single moment. And he's involved, to use our terminology, in creation. Absolutely. But it's all a means to an end. Therefore, it's not lifnei bipnimius. Mashem ken Yisrael, which is not the case, though, when you're speaking about Yisrael, zainin bikurim, reishis. The tachlis is im zei gufa. The goal and the purpose of why there is all of this, why there was a creation, why there exists everything, is in them and for them. They are it. And all other things, Zayin Bashaf and Gevarim Bishvil Yisrael, were created for the Jewish people. Because Hashem and the Jewish people are all one. Therefore, the Jewish people are connected with, and they're all about being placed before, right in front of, and even deeper than that, to the pnimius of Hashem Elokecha, because that's what it's all about. In footnote 59, where we say that the purpose and the goal is in them themselves, so the Rebbe Elchamim Sheikh references a number of places in his sichas, in Lekutei Sichas, and then he says as follows: the Gam Ha'inyan, and also this idea that it says at the end of Kiddushin, Ani Nivresi L'Shamish Es Koini, I was created to serve my Maker. So see, there we have, according to that, we have a little bit of a question here. And that's as follows. Yes, everything is for the Jewish people, and everything is a means to get to us, and it's for us. However, according to what it says in the end of Tractate Kiddushin, we then, in turn, are a means to serve Hashem. We have, all of this was created for me, the whole world was created for me, the Jew, in order to utilize it to serve Hashem. So I'm also part of that means. So the Rebbe Elchamim Sheikh answers as follows. Since, as we're saying in the Sicha from the Zohar, that Yisrael v'kutsha b'richo are absolutely one, so that itself, that we were created to serve Him, that is their mitzius. That is what our entity is. So we're not serving Him as the sense of a servant or a butler or a hired worker or whatever you want to say along those lines. No. Serving Him is all part of Himself, part of this lifnei, the pnimius, that we are one with Him. And therefore everything else, those are the materials and the tools that we / He, all the same, needs for having this, so to say, fulfillment. And in footnote 60, the Rebbe Elchamim Sheikh takes it even further. And when we're saying lifnei havaya lekecha, that you are before, meaning in the pnimius of Hashem lekecha, he adds over here in 60, v'oid yesh loimar, that lifnei havaya lekecha, before, meaning before, higher than havaya lekecha. Similar to the way Chassidus interprets the verse, lifnei havaya titharu, that you will be purified on Yom Kippur, lifnei havaya, not just before Hashem, but higher than the name Yud Kei Vav Kei. Because again, as we said, Yisrael and Kutcha Bricha are all one, meaning we're higher than havaya, which means the creator, and the lekecha, which is the name with which He uses to create. So we are to place the Bikurim, meaning the Jewish people and every single individual Jew, lifnei havaya lekecha, higher than Hashem Elokecha, because those are both names. But rather, we're absolutely one with His essence. Back to the Sicha. So after we explain the word lifnei, un v'havaya meloshim have, then we are before, or to the pnimius of havaya, which that name Yudke Vavke is from the term of forming and creating. Vert Elokecha becomes your Elokim, loshin yochid, in the singular, nit elekechem. It doesn't say your elekim in the plural, but rather it says it your in the singular. Kechacha v'chiyusecha. He becomes your personal strength and your personal life. Varum yederid. Since every Jew, Also as this individual Jew is a soul in a physical body down here. Which came into being through the name Yudke Vavke. The way that name is enclosed in the name Elekecha, your vitality in life, is Bedargas Bikurim. That Jew is on a level of Bikurim. Canal, as we said above, that every single individual is obligated to say that the whole world was created for me. And we don't make a distinction between one Jew and the other. It says, "Kol echad v'echad." Every single individual is obligated to say this. Nor kol echad v'echad mamish. And again, the stress, literally, every single individual Jew, without exception whatsoever, is obligated and required to have this attitude and to say that the whole world was created for me. Even such an individual Jew that at least externally is on a low level, because he can't really be on a low level because he's a Jew, he's a chelak elokanim mamish, but externally, visibly, he's on a low level, he too is chayav leimer bishvili nivra olam, is required to say that the world was created for me. Derfun is eich farstandik. From this is also understood as dos vosayid is lifne avaya lekecha, that that which a Jew is before Hashem elekecha darf durchdringen dem ganzen Leben von Ayiden Bichlal. It has to permeate and take in through and through his entire life of this Jew in general, unoich bifrat, and also in specific in detail. Ayid darfilin. The Jew, a Jew, needs to feel the yeder prat von sein Leben, how every single detail of his life is an inyan fun bikurim, is a concept of bikurim to the Meibishten, to Hashem. Nit nor veneris arangeton in get l'chinyonim. Not only when he is involved and steeped in godly matters, limud ha-teira unkiyum ha-mitzvahs, Torah study and the fulfillment of commandments of the Torah. Nor afilu veneris b'sheftikt mitvachendike velt zachen fun parnosa v'chadeimeh. Even when he is involved in mundane, worldly things for a livelihood, to make a buck, and the like. Is vibald zezain and divrei harashus, since these are matters which are referred to as optional, they're not technically a mitzvah, but it's divrei harashus fun ayidin, of a Jew. Geheren eich zei. So therefore they also belong to minyan fun bikurim, to the matter of bikurim. Because it's not only the Torah and the mitzvahs, the godliness, quote-unquote, that the Jew is involved in. If it belongs to a Jew, if this is his job, if this is his pursuit, if this is his whatever it is, then it belongs to a Jew. That means by definition it's bikurim. Uvemele, darfen zei zayn, durch genumen, and therefore they need to be permeated, miter fulster, unhechstermos, with the fullest and the highest measure, der Hebenkeit und Heiligkeit, of holiness and being exalted on the highest level. Wie es passt, farazach was werd getan lifnei Havaya Lekecha, as is appropriate for something which is being done before Havaya Lekecha. In other words, there is nothing which is outside of the realm, not only of serving Hashem, but of being placed in the Beis HaMikdash, because every single Jew and every single thing, as we're about to explain more detail, is before Hashem Elokecha, and therefore, that's how it has to be, and that's the attitude, and that's the behavior of the Jew, that everything that belongs to him, that he is doing and involved in, is right now, lifnei Havaya Lekecha, as Bikurim. And even when we're speaking about, when we're dealing with a single thought, one individual single thought, adibur, adramaise, or a single word, some verbalization of something, or one single action, a deed, vazet uis, which appears minderwertig in Vergleich zu andere seine Machshavos, Diburim und Maisim. They seem insignificant or minimally significant or important compared to, in general, his other thoughts and words, speaking, and his actions. But being that it is a thought or a verbalization or an action of a Jew, is dosatel fun bikurim. So then it's part of the bikurim, v'skeheret in beis hamikdash, which belongs in the holy temple, lifnei havaya lekecha, before Hashem. Und der Asbara b'zeh is, and the explanation to all of this is kanal, as we said above. V'bal das dos is atel fun ha'idin's levin, since it's a part of the Jew's life. This is a part of his life. V'sayid is kulachad mitam eivishtern. And the Jew is absolutely one with Hashem himself. And he is not a means to something else. He is not here for something else. But rather, Hashem's intention and goal is in him himself, in this particular Jew. Is farstandig, therefore, so it's understood. That so it is also with regards to the details and the specifics of his life. As yeder prat v'sayitut, that every single specific detail that a Jew does, yeder machshava dibur oder ma'isa shaloi, every single thought, speech, or action of his. Unin yeder rega bizman, and in every moment in time, unekuda in makoim, and point in space, where he finds himself. So in other words, even in time and space, where the Jew is, this moment and right now, afilu an ein un einzike, even if it's one single, ungora kleinikait lefi erech, and it's something so small and seemingly so insignificant relative to what he does in his life. And on that point, in footnote 64, the Rebbe Malcham Shech points out that with this we now can have more of a sweetness, as we say in Yiddish, a geshmak, yumtak, the ruling with regards to bikurim, that biblically speaking, bikurim have no set amount. Even if one were to bring one cluster, or actually one grape, or even just one fruit, one fig, or one date, so biblically, that would be sufficient. And, as it brings down in the asterisks in the bottom, from the Encyclopedia Talmudis, that there are those that hold that even rabbinically, there is no amount, and a person can bring a single grape, or raisin, or anything like that. Why? Because it belongs, this is the point we're bringing out over here, since it belongs to a Jew, and it's part of a Jew, so that's enough. So every single thing is so important that there's nothing insignificant, even though it seems like, oh, it's just one single split second of a thought, or whatever. Is a teil von bikurim? No, it is a part of bikurim. V'shtein lifnei Hashem alekecha in dem beis hamikdash, which are standing, which are placed, where are they found? Before Hashem alekecha in the Beis HaMikdash, and parenthetically, quick, the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach adds, Mikdash adnei keinenu yodecha, which is a quote from the Pasuk in Bishalach, at the end of the Oz Yashir, which we say every morning, that speaking about the Mikdash, the sanctuary, the holy temple, which Hashem, with his hands, has established. And that, of course, is the future temple, the eternal third temple, because the others were not built by Hashem himself, and therefore they were subsequently destroyed. Whereas the future Beis HaMikdash, the third Beis HaMikdash, is made by Hashem himself. And that is where every single Jew belongs. Unoichin dem rega, unin dem mokem, and also in this particular moment, and in this particular physical space, even if it's something very temporary, and he's just, so to say, passing through this moment or this place. Hoter dem chiyuv, the Jew has the obligation, zogin, to say, Bishvili nivra kol ha'ilam, for me the entire world was created. Even this split second, this moment, and even this space, this place that I'm in right now. Varum, because everything in creation was created for the service of the Jews. B'machshava, dibur, oder maise, in thought, speech, or in action. In dem zman, un in dem mokim mesuyam dafka, in this particular time and in this specific place. Because if there's a Jew in this particular time and in this particular place, that means that everything was created to orchestrate it in such. Kayadua, as it's known, as me Hashem mitzade gever keinonu. This is quoting a verse from Tehillim, and footnote 66, the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach references Hayim Yem in a number of places, as well as other places where this theme of Me Hashem Mitzad HaGever Keinonu is explained, and the translation basically is that it's from Hashem, man's footsteps are established, are set. Al derech mikdash adnei keinonu yodecha. Similar, along the same lines as the pasuk we just quoted, that the sanctuary, the Beis HaMikdash, that Hashem has established with His hands. And it's the exact same word, just the vowelization is different, but the letters are the exact same words. Koinenu and Koinenu, same thing. So the Pasuk in Tehillim is saying that man's footsteps are from Hashem. And as is explained in all those places that are referenced in 66, as we said, that nothing is by chance, and nothing is coincidental, and a Jew has a specific job and mission to do wherever and whenever he finds himself. These are Zayid Hotem Keach Ubalabatishkeit Suufton Ashinui Vichidush in Demzman Umokim. So much so, to the extent that a Jew has the strength, he has the ability, and the Balabatishkeit, the authority, to accomplish, to make a change and a novelty, a renewal in the time and space. As we find, Yisrael dikachinu lizmanim, that the Jewish people are the ones that sanctify the times. That's why for Yom Tif, all of the festivals on the Jewish calendar are decided by the Jewish people. The Beis Din, the Jewish court, the Sanhedrin, declares and decides when the first of the month is, when Rish Chodesh is. And based on their decision and their declaration, that's when the first day of Pesach will be. It could have been a day earlier, or perhaps a day later. But because of what they said, it's on that particular day. And therefore, the prohibition of chametz begins then, and no sooner, no later. And the requirement to eat matzah, and the bringing of the sacrifice, etc., etc. And that's why the blessing that we say in our Kiddush, and in the Shemayna Esrei Amidah, we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. The one who sanctifies Yisrael, the Jews, and the times. Why? Because the Jews are the ones that sanctify the times. That's with regards to time. And likewise, with regards to a place, the Jewish people have the ability to actually bring sanctity and bring Kedusha to a place. How? For example, by building a synagogue, a shul, on a particular location, then that location now becomes holy. And the ground there becomes a makim kaddish because a synagogue, a Beis HaKnesses, was built over there. So the Jewish people have the koyach to actually sanctify time and space. Al pi zeh is muvan beruftu fun mitzvas bikurim legabi di andere ifanim in hayda v'shevach l'Hashem. Based on this, is now understood the accomplishment and what's so unique and the novelty of this mitzvah of Bikurim compared to all the other forms of expressing our gratitude and our praise and thanks to Hashem. Der Pnimius Dikarinyan in Bikurim, the inner theme of Bikurim, as does bring taruis, that it expresses and brings out, the emes mitzius fun Eden is ein zach mit dem Eibishtern. How the true and the real entity of the Jews is that we're absolutely one with Hashem. Und der Rebbe zayin an alle zayin zayir epratim lifnei Hashem alekecha. And therefore, all of their details, every single thing of the Jews' life, without exception, are before Hashem Alekecha. Spiegelt sich ab in Kiyum Mitzvahs Bikurim Bepashtus. So this is reflected in the fulfillment of this mitzvah of bringing the first fruit, bepashtus, simply put, literally, durchidin, through Jews. As thus is nitnor ha'ida b'dibur, therefore the way to fulfill this mitzvah is not only to thank Hashem verbally, noreich b'maise, but also in action. As mebreng tiperes gashmiim lifnei Hashem lekecha, that the individual Jew brings the physical fruits before Hashem, unzei bleiben b'rishus shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they remain in the possession of Hashem, in the Beis HaMikdash. The gashmiis tiperes, the physical fruit, therein farvangelt in kedusha, they become absorbed, they become transformed into holiness. Und das nimmt durch die Metzius von dem Jiden Hamevius Abikurim. And this then takes in the entire entity, the whole existence of this Jew who brought these Bikurim. Bimachshava, Dibur, Umaisa Shaloi. In his thought, speech, and action. As der Yid, der Zoger, that he, the Jew, becomes the announcer, the sayer, their mocker. He becomes the source. Vazokt und singt Shivcha shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that says and sings the praise of Hashem. Ve'onisa v'amart lifnei Avayi lekecha, and you shall say out loud before Hashem. Un ale arum, and all those around, kelo dem kayin asher yeh bayom imahem, including the kayin, the priest, that will be in those days, which he's the one who gets, you bring the bikurim to. And also Hashem himself, as it were, so to say, are standing and paying attention and listening to what this Jew is saying. So the Jew now is becoming the source, and everybody's standing still, including the Kohen and Hashem, and listening to what he has to say. Not merely the way the relationship or the, so to say, interaction is between the Creator and the created. As the Nivra is Moedil Hashem, that the created entity is thanking Hashem, Afti Ashpa is Chayus V'Chesed, for that which he brings down a flow of life and goodness and kindness. But in that case, the Creator and the created entity still remain two separate things. It's that there's the Creator, who is creating and who is bringing an abundance of life and goodness and all that, and then there's the entity which is receiving all that and existing, and therefore he then gives great praise and thanks to the Creator. But they're two separate entities, kanal, as we explained above. Durch kiyum mitzvas bikurim, but when it comes to the fulfillment of this mitzvah of bikurim, is min megalo lematin el mazeh atachtoin. We then, through this mitzvah, reveal down here in this physical, lowly world, the Yidin, zayin dik neshamas begufim, how Jews as souls in bodies, zayin in bikurim, reishis fun der ganzer Welt, are in fact the first and the best of the entire world, that for them, in fact, the entire world was created. So the mitzvah of Bikurim reveals this. Therefore, is move on the ring in klali in mitzvahs Bikurim, was farbint ir mit klalus ha-teira in mitzvahs. Now with this, we can now understand what's the general theme of the mitzvah of Bikurim, which connects it with the general idea and theme of all of the Torah and its mitzvahs, which was the question that we asked in the beginning of the Sicha. Now we can understand the continuity over here of why right after the mitzvah of Bikurim, we then speak about the covenant and the fulfillment of all of Torah mitzvahs. Bikurim brengt aruis dem tachlis von kiyum kol ha-Torah mitzvahs. Bikurim brings out and expresses the purpose of the fulfillment, the ultimate, of all of Torah mitzvahs. As by Ayid, that by a Jew, also, even as the Jew is a soul in a physical body in this physical world, still, what should stand out in a revealed way? The way that this Jew in this world is Bikurim, Reishis von der ganzen Welt, the choicest of the entire world. because he is in fact one thing with Hashem, and therefore, as the verse says, you put the Bikurim before Hashem, Yisrael b'kutcha b'richu kol achad, that the Jewish people and Hashem are absolutely one. Nachmer uvoimek yeser. Furthermore, and in greater depth, das was Yidden seinen Bikurim, that which the Jews are Bikurim, machshavton shel Yisrael kadma l'chol davar, as we said above, that the thought, the pre-thought of the Jewish people in the deepest thoughts of Hashem preceded everything. Is afilu legabe Torah, is even relative to Torah. Varum hagam as bereishis, beiz reishis, that although the very first word that we spoke about, the first word of the Torah, the story of creation, starts off with Bereshis, in the beginning, and that is Beis 2, Reshis. There are two beginnings. We only spoke about one, that the beginning of the whole story of creation is Bishvil Yisrael, for the Jewish people. However, it says that there are two purposes for this whole beginning of the story. Bishvil HaTorah, Shenikreis Reshis Darkoi, for the Torah, which is referred to in a verse in Mishlei, Proverbs, chapter 8, verse 22, as Reishis Darkoi, the Torah is the beginning of Hashem's way, will be Shvil Yisrael Shenikru Reishis Tvuasoi, and for the Jewish people, which I refer to, as we said earlier, the verse that states that we are the first produce. Or, to quote the Medrash of Tanit Ve'Eliyahu, Shnei Dvarim Kadmu La'olam, two things preceded the whole world. Torah v'Yisrael. Torah and the Jewish people, Yisrael. Ve'eini yodea eizim ehem koidem. And continues the Medrash and says, and I don't know which one of them between the two precedes the other. Is aber, however, concludes the Medrash, kishu oimer, when he says, when Hashem says in the Torah, Tzavos b'nei Yisrael, Daber al b'nei Yisrael, Oimer ani Yisrael kadmu. When it says command the Jewish people, speak to the Jewish people, as it says so many times when it comes to many of the mitzvahs, so therefore I say that the Jewish people preceded the Torah, because the Torah is written for them. The Torah, already in its earliest form and earliest stages, is identifying that these mitzvahs are for Yisrael. That means Yisrael are preceding the Torah. V'baldas kol ha-Torah hitzivuyim li'Yisrael. Or to put it in the words of the Rebbe Rayatz in a number of places, as it brings down references in 73, that since the whole Torah is commandments for the Jewish people, so therefore, in a very deep sense, when you begin to, so to say, split hairs, if you will, Torah is also, at the end of the day, a means to the end, which it's for the Jews. Really, everything is a means for Torah and Yisrael. And everything that was created is Beis Reishis, for two Reishis, for Torah and for Yisrael. But within the two, the Torah is the manual and the instruction and the guidebook for the Jewish people, how to conduct themselves, all the commandments. So it comes out that Yisrael are even deeper and precede everything, even Torah. Their pirush in them is abrinit, as Yisrael vizei zayin kadmu l'mayla me'atera, haben ken shaychus nitchas v'shal mitera. This does not, however, mean that when you're speaking about Yisrael, the way they are on that deep level, how they precede and they're higher than Torah, that at that point they don't have any association with the Torah. Chas v'shalom. In other words, at that point you would say, oh, so we're lacking something because we're higher than Torah, so we don't have Torah at that point. Kamuven fun dem gufa, was der ein vart bereishis is koil beiz reishis, Torah v'Yisrael. That can't be, as is understood, from the fact that it's the very same word, it's one word, Bereshis, which contains in it two Reshis, Torah and Yisrael. Das heißt, this means, Azach al pi, was begolui seinen Torah v'Yisrael zwei Sachen. That although, in a revealed sense, from our perspective, the way we look at it and perceive it, Torah and Yisrael are two things, two distinct things. And therefore, you can ask who comes before who, and so forth. Is over be'emes u be'etzem, zainen ze'ein zach. However, in truth and speaking in the real quintessential level, they are in fact one and the same. Eden seine verbunden mit Teira. Jews are attached to and connected with Teira. As we say in the bracha, in the Ma'ariv evening services before the Shema, based on, it's paraphrasing a verse from Nitzavim, Heim chayenu ve'erech yomenu. They, the Teira, are our lives, and they are the length of days. Un Teira is verbunden mit Eden, and the Teira is connected with the Jews. As we just quoted, Kol ha-Teira hitzivuim l'Yisrael, that the whole Teira is commandments for the Jews. So both are attached to both. So we're going to have to explain now. So what does it mean, in essence, that Yisrael kadmu, that the Jews preceded the Torah? When the pirush in them was Yisrael kadmu la Torah is, the meaning, the interpretation of what we're saying, that Yisrael precede Torah, is as follows. Al derech siba umesubav kav yachol. It's along the same lines, and the words al derech, which means along the same way, is highlighted, is emphasized, meaning it's not exactly this idea, but it's along the same lines of cause and effect, so to say. Teira is gegeben gevarin suli b'yidin, tzivuim l'Yisrael. The Teira was given for the Jewish people, as we said. It is commandments for the Jews. Und der Riber ist pikuach nefesh teicha kol ha-teira kula. And therefore, a situation of potential danger for the very life of a Jew, known as pikuach nefesh, pushes away the entire teira. Unit farkert. And it doesn't go the other way. We don't say that if the whole teira is in danger, that pushes away a Jewish life. It only goes one way. Why? Because the Torah is the instruction book for the Yidden, for the Jews. And therefore, if a Jew's very life is in danger, so whatever the prohibition of the Torah may be, whether it's Shabbos or Kashrus or Chametz on Pesach or what have you, so everything gets pushed away to save the life of the Jew when their life is potentially in danger. So there we see that it's because the Torah is for the Jews. Kiyumat Torah is nitshayach on Eden. The fulfillment and the keeping of Torah can't be without the Jews. Medarf ha ben Eden, velchazol mekabel zayin, un mekayim zayin titeira. You need to have Jews that will accept and fulfill the Torah. Velchiz meirasha keilas yankiv. Which it is, as is described in the famous pasuk towards the very end of the Chumash in Vizei Sabracha, that the Torah is an inheritance for the congregation of Yaakov, for the Jewish people. So there is no practical Torah without the Jews. Mashem kin kiyum Yisrael is shayich afilo oy be'ener is oyver af Torah mitzvahs chas v'sholem. However, the existence, so to say, the fulfillment, the kiyum of the Jewish people or of the Jew, that could be even if one transgresses Torah and its mitzvahs, chas v'sholem. Kemaymer Chazal, like the statement made by our sages in Gemara Sanhedrin, afal pi shechata Yisrael hu, that even though an individual may have sinned, and many sins, and a big sinner, he's still called Yisrael. That's because the Jews are higher than Torah. So just because the Jew transgresses and goes against the Torah, chas v'shalom, he does not lose his status of being the Jew. As this actually is expressed in a most revealed way when it comes to the idea, the theme of teshuva, of returning to Hashem, or as they translate in English, repentance. As afilu there v'satoiver given rachman alitzlan afteira, that even the individual that, may Hashem protect us from such a thing, has transgressed the Torah, and he went against everything. Kener tshuvaton, he is able to do teshuva and to return to Hashem. Varum zayn neshama degreicht in an art was is hecher far Torah. That's because his soul reaches a place, and that word place is in quotations, reaches such a level, such a place, which is higher than Torah. Kayadua, as it's known, Be'inyan, Sho'alu la Torah chuli, Sho'alu la Kodesh Baruch Hu chuli, Amar Yasa Tshuva v'yiskaper Eloi. The Medrash states that they asked the Torah, if one sinned, what's his punishment? So the Torah said, let him bring an atonement, a sacrifice, and he'll be atoned for. And they asked Hashem, if one sins, what's his punishment? So Hashem says, let him do tshuva, and he will be atoned. That Hashem shows the path for the sinners. How? That they can do teshuva. However, since Torah comes together with Yisrael, as we pointed out, the word Bereishis contains in it both together, Beis to Reishis. Narbazeh Gufa is Yisrael Kadmu. It's just that within this itself, the Jewish people precede the Torah. Footnote 81. Based on this explanation, suggests the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach that perhaps we can say that the meaning of the initial thought of the Medrash, where it says, I don't know which one of them. The Medrash says it in a way of question and answer. So initially, the Baal HaMedrash says, I don't know which one precedes which. Even though afterwards, he says clearly that the Jewish people precede, because it says in the Torah, Tzavis Bnei Yisrael. And that's the conclusion. Meaning to say that even according to the conclusion in the Medrash, we still have the truth of Eini Yodei, I don't know which one of them precedes which. Because ultimately, Yisrael and Torah are absolutely one. So you have to express it in a way of saying, I don't know which one comes first. Not question, oh, you don't know. And then answer, oh, now we know. No, that statement of a question remains even after the conclusion, meaning that there is the way of looking at it that we're so one, Yisrael and Torah, that you cannot discern and determine that one precedes the other, because we're one. But then we come to another level, a deeper level, where we say, no, the Torah in fact says, Dabar b'nei Yisrael, Tzavis b'nei Yisrael, and therefore the Jews are within this one, are actually deeper, we precede it. Alternatively, in serving Hashem, there are two orders. Sometimes Torah actually precedes Yisrael, and sometimes Yisrael precedes the Torah, as we're going to explain later in the Sicha. And therefore, when the Medrash says, I don't know which one comes first, that means to say, in the order of serving Hashem in actuality, I don't know which type of service one should do first. But in both of them, Yisrael are absolutely deeper and rooted than Torah. All right, let us continue. Since the Torah and Yisrael are really one, and within this oneness, Yisrael Kadmu, is verstandig, it's understood, as the etzem metzius from Yisrael is verbunden mit Torah, that the very essence, existence, the very essence of the Jew is connected with Torah. For the reason seine verbunden be'etzem mit der Eibishten, because Jews are in essence attached and one with Hashem. Und der Reber euch mit Chochmas über der Zeine gesprochen, and therefore also with his wisdom and his will, which is Torah. Because Torah and Hashem are all one, because it is, in fact, his Chochmah and his will. Und der Reber is the Metzius von Yisrael allein, Zayin Dikhad mit Kutsch Abrichu, bringt Ayidin zu Kiyum HaTorah B'Peil U'V'Galui. Therefore, the very existence of the Jew himself, as he is one with Hashem, that itself brings him to Torah in actuality. You know, do not make the mistake and think, well, if I'm actually one with Hashem, who needs Torah? I don't need the Torah to attach me and connect me with Hashem, because I'm even deeper than the Torah is one with Hashem. Why not? Because let's take that approach for a moment, because there's truth to that, or at least to the part that you're one with Hashem, not to the rejection of the Torah, chas v'shalom. since a Jew is one with Hashem, absolutely one with Hashem in the deepest way, deeper than Torah, therefore he's also one with Hashem's Ratzon, Hashem's deepest and most internal will, and that's Torah. So therefore, automatically, if you're so deeply connected to Hashem, that brings about in a revealed way that you actually are ready to fulfill the actual Torah in an actual way and in a revealed way. Kipsak din HaRambam, as the ruling of the Rambam in the laws of Gerushin of divorce, the end of chapter 2, as the Ratzin Pnimu Funayidin, that the inner will of a Jew, of every Jew, afilu in amatzavos yitzve tokfoy, even when he is in a state that his Yetzirah is overpowering him and therefore he does not want to listen to the ruling of Torah, is alamo, the will of every Jew all the time, even in such a state, is to mekayim zayin ratzin Hashem, to fulfill the will of Hashem. To quote the words of the Rambam, this is the Rambam in Hilchas Gerushin, in Mishnah Torah. Roitze li yis mi Yisrael, he wants to be part of the Jewish people. V'roitzu lasis kol ha-mitzvois, and he wants to fulfill all the commandments. U'lisrachek min ha-averos, and to distance himself from the sins. Not al derech ha-ragil, however, normally speaking, v'eterinyin gufa, this point itself, v'yisrael kodmul ha-Torah, how the Jewish people precede Torah, nisgal v'poyel durch Torah, this itself only becomes revealed through Torah. Because according to the regular order of things, the way we're supposed to serve Hashem in the first place, normally, mitzad adam yashar hoylech, that as it says, man is supposed to go in a straight path, we're not supposed to go crooked and twist things around and all that. So in the regular, straightforward, normal, appropriate way, darfa yidlan in Torah. A Jew is supposed to learn Torah and fulfill its commandments. Und durch dem wird niskala die Meile von Eden, and through that becomes revealed how great Jews are. How do we know how great Jews are? Because the Torah says so. When you learn Torah and do mitzvahs, that brings out what's so special and great about the Jewish people. Abreich luleze. However, also if not for that, it could be that there could be the revelation of the essence of the Jews, how they are in fact higher than Torah, as this is expressed in the service of doing teshuva, as we mentioned above. So you can have a Jew that chas v'sholem is a transgressor and rejects and denies and goes against and is a rebel the whole Torah. And then he does tshuva. So that itself proves that he is higher and deeper and precedes the Torah. But that's not the normal way. So we have two ways. One is the regular straightforward path that first comes Torah and that reveals the Jew is really first. Or this way where you see openly in this strange setting. Vabir Bazeh. The explanation is as follows. Benegia dem Loshin, with regards to the expression, it's a famous quote from the Zohar, and it's brought down and referencing back to footnote 57, where there it doesn't just say the page in the Zohar, but it says re'ei, take a look, which generally means it's going to be a little bit different than what it really says over there. So what is the expression that's quoted? Tlas ksharin inun, there are three knots, miskashron dabida, which are bound, which are tied one to the other. Kutshabrichu eiraisa, the Israel, Hashem, the Torah, and the Jewish people. So the three knots. Is Yadua Dishaila? So the question is known, and this is a question that the Rebbe Rashab asks in Sefer Amar Tov Rishnun Zayin, as is referenced over here in footnote 86. What's the obvious question? Drei Sachen verbinden sich durch zwei Ksharim. Three things you attach with only two knots. If you have three ropes and you would like to tie them together, you only need two knots. The end of rope one, you tie to the head, to one end of rope two. The end of rope two, you tie to the head of rope three. That's it. You got two knots, and now all these three knots are bound as one. So why does the Zohar say there are three knots? Thus is the Loshen Klas Ksharim. Why does it say three knots? Is Einer von Dibirim Bazeh. So one of the explanations to this is as follows. Neisav Tzudem Kesher von Yisrael mit Kutsha Brichu. Vos Vert Durch Eiraisa. In addition to the attachment, to the being bound up that Yisrael, the Jewish people, have with Hashem through Torah, meaning the first rope is Hashem, the middle rope is Torah, and the third rope is Yisrael. So we are bound up to Torah, and since the Torah is bound up to Hashem, so we're tied to Hashem. Besides that, though, it's a closed circuit. It's a circle. There's another knot that is attaching the other end, so to say, of Yisrael with the other end, so to say, which is really the beginning, of Hashem. The Yisrael Zayin and Hefer Far Teiraisa. From that end, Jews are higher than Teirah because we don't need Teirah. On the contrary, it's actually Yisrael, if you look at it from that end, which are attaching and binding up the Teirah with Hashem because Hashem is higher than Teirah. So you have these three knots together, and there is a point where Yisrael and Kutsha Brichu are bound together. And through that connection, at the end of that Yisrael, is the knot connecting Yisrael with Torah. That means that the Torah gets connected to Kutsha Brichu through Yisrael. Ah, you're going to say Torah doesn't need that because at the other end of Torah, it's connected with the other end of Kutsha Brichu. Fine. That's a certain type of a connection. But Yisrael are able to make a deeper connection that the Torah becomes connected with Hashem. At any rate, that's one explanation that the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach brings with regards to why we have three knots over here. And it's very relevant to the topic that we're speaking about over here. Das haste. This means to say, in Yisrael zayin faran tzvei dargis, that within Yisrael itself there are two levels. Aleph, A, v'nishomis Yisrael zayin yered lemata in aguf b'ilam hazeh agashmi. The way that the souls of the Jewish people descend down into a physical body in this physical world. That, to quote Chassidus, they are then an absolute yesh nivra. They are a created entity. That because of this great concealment of the world, what's not evident and not obvious is their attachment and connection with Hashem. You don't see how the Jew is connected to Hashem. And therefore, this needs to be revealed through Torah. Because Torah has one over the Jew, and that is that even down here, as Torah descended into this physical world, it still is one with Hashem. Unlike the neshama, which in a revealed way is swallowed up and concealed in the body in the physical world and all that, and therefore it's not revealed that the Yid, the Jew, is one with Hashem, so you need Torah. And the Torah then affects and accomplishes and reveals how the Jew is one with Hashem too. Beis, B, the second level of Yisrael, undurch them, and through the above mentioned, der fabund von Yisrael mit Eraisa, the attachment of Yisrael and Teira, vert nisgale, what then happens is, what becomes revealed, is not only that the Jews are really attached to Hashem through Teira, but their etzem von Yisrael. Thanks to Teira, the essence, the true essence of Yisrael becomes revealed. Vi Yisrael v'kutsha b'richu kol achad, how Yisrael and Hashem are absolutely one. How they precede and they are higher than the Torah. Therefore, the Jewish people have the ability, the strength to influence and to be mechadesh, to bring new novelties in Torah. These zeizayin mechaber Torah v'kutcha bricha shalom ayla me'atayra kanal. So much so that, as we said before, the Yisrael are actually the ones that attach Torah with Hashem, because Hashem is higher than Torah. You know, Torah is only attached to Hashem at the regular official order on a lower level of kutcha bricha. So the highest level of Torah is attached to, a lower level of kutcha bricha. But really, kutcha bricha is in essence higher than Torah. So therefore, Torah is not connected at that end. But Yisrael are one with that aspect of kutcha bricha, of the deeper, the highest aspect of kutcha bricha, and then the Torah connects and attaches, Yisrael connect and attach Torah with kutcha bricha as well. The Yesh Loimer, we can say, as we bow didin, that since Jews also, as they are down here in this physical world, are the first fruit, are the choicest, and they're placed always before Hashem, therefore there's constantly, not only through Torah, but down here there's always this idea, even though it may not always be revealed, but in essence, how the Jewish people, even down here, are higher than Torah. And this is expressed in a revealed sense, as we said above, through the concept of Teshuvah. Teshuvah surpasses Torah. Here's a Jew who transgressed Torah. He rebelled against Torah, Rachman Litzlan. And what do we say? Nah, he's able to connect himself directly with Hashem through Teshuvah. That means that he has something which is greater and higher than Torah, even when he's down here in a state of being in this lowly physical world. And as is also understood from the above mentioned statement from our Chachamim, that every single individual is obligated to say that the whole world was created for me. That this includes, as is simply the language, very straightforward, every single Jew, afilu anam ha'aretz, even an ignorant Jew, v'shot nit kein shaykhas guluya to Torah, which doesn't have a revealed connection to Torah. He can't study Torah. He doesn't know how to study Torah. He doesn't have a head for it, or whatever the case may be. Well, he's an am ha'aretz. So he is also obligated to say that the whole world was created for me, but I thought you need Torah for that? No. As is hinted to in the language of our sages, even in the level of, as they say, everybody is obligated to say that for me, nivra ha'olam, the world was created. The nivra ha'olam, the creation of the world, preceded the giving of the Torah. That only happened a couple thousand years later. And it preceded the commandment of studying Torah. Nivra ha'olam happened well before anybody was commanded to learn or study Torah intellectually. Still, everybody is obligated to say, for me, the world was created. So even Am Haaretz, who's learning Torah the same way that anybody learned Torah before the giving of the Torah. And I don't mean the Avos who kept the whole Torah. He too has to say Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam, meaning every single Jew without exception is in essence connected directly with Kutcha Brichu. The Yeshleimer as does Drik Tzichu is Benegea Lepoil, Benegea Tzua Tinoik V'Katan B'Yisrael. Now we can say that this actually expresses itself in actuality with regards to an infant or a very young child. Prior to his beginning to even speak, he doesn't speak yet. And he's not able to study Torah yet in a revealed sense. We're not talking about subconsciously and about the effect that things have. We're talking about in a revealed way, he cannot learn Torah. And along the same lines, someone who may in years be already an adult, but they're considered a minor, they're considered a small child as far as their knowledge of Torah is concerned. So that individual does not, as of yet, have a revealed connection to Torah. It isn't their fault. No one's blaming anyone. Nar tinik shnishpa levenu akum. But rather, as the well-known expression goes, and we're taking this from the Rambam, Hilchas Mamrim, where he says there's a concept of an infant or a young child that was taken in captivity amongst the non-Jews. He was kidnapped from the Jewish community, from his family, from his parents, and he was brought up as an idolater. That person is not held accountable for any sin that he does because he does not know better. And of course, we know that that is the approach that we take with regards to the non-observant Jewish people of this generation nowadays. They simply don't know better, although they know they're Jewish and they weren't literally kidnapped, but they most certainly were kidnapped by society or by whatever all sorts of inappropriate winds and spirits are blowing out there, and some of them even call themselves Judaism, and we know that they're not at all Judaism, and all those various influences, and therefore, anybody who does not keep Torah and mitzvahs, or does not yet have a shaychus to Torah, is falling into this category of a tinaik shenishpa, a child that was taken captivity. So, it's not their fault. But fact is that until we teach them, they don't know anything. They don't know Aleph Beis, and they don't know the Aleph Beis of studying Torah of Yiddishkeit. As vi bal der Eibishter hot ima reingestellt in dem matzav, but since Hashem placed him in that situation, this small child, or infant, or the adult that we just described, Hashem put him in that situation. In dem matzav, un Er is in them nit shuldig. It's not his fault. Is agam azer hot noch nit kein shaychus gluya zu teira. So although he does not, as of yet, have a revealed connection to teira, is oicher bedargus bikurim. He too is on the level of bikurim. Vos balangt lifnei Hashem alekecha, which belongs before Hashem. Shekadmu ulemaylo mikolin yonei hoylam. That are precede and are higher than all matters of the world. And as we said, they even precede and are higher than Torah. And everything was created for that particular individual Jew. So, in a sense, if I may, what the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach is saying over here is a very radical thing. One might think that when we say that everybody is required to say that the world was created for me, fine, that means that potentially speaking, every Jew could say that at some point. Or you have to get to that point where you can truly say that. But you can't just take somebody, take an individual that doesn't know anything, that doesn't keep anything, and say the whole world was created for them. Or take an infant. They're not doing anything. What are they doing? They're just a newborn baby. No. Bishvili nivra ha'olam, everybody is required to have that attitude, even if they don't know a word of Torah yet, for whatever reason. The fact is, that's a yid. And every yid in any situation, any state that he's in, is bikurim. Das heißt, this means, azin avoidas Hashem bepeyo zayin faran tzvei fanim. That when it comes to actually serving Hashem, indeed, there are two ways, two approaches. Aleph, A. The regular, normal way. The connection and the attachment of Yisrael to Hashem is through Torah. That's the normal way. Therefore, the statement is made in the Mishnah right at the beginning of Peah, which we say every morning at the end of our brachas, that Talmud Torah, the study of Torah, corresponds to everything, to all the mitzvahs. Unziz achiv tmidi af yeber id to learn in Torah b'chol rega panui, and it's a constant obligation on every Jew to study Torah every free moment. There's no such thing as free time. The mitzvah of Torah study applies every single possible moment. Violin dem is toluy zayn kiyum mitzius, because in that, in the Torah, is dependent this individual Jew's existence. So he's dependent on Torah. So he surely has to study Torah all the time. And it's only through the Torah that he is attached to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Beis B, the second way. Ven es retzich aber wegen hazah Vos is in a matzav shaloi bashmasai. However, when we're speaking about such an individual who is, again, not his fault, not to blame him, but the fact is that he's in such a state, that he does not, as of yet, have a revealed association and connection to the Torah. So by him, there is also the Bikurim. That for that individual Jew, everything was created. On the contrary, that itself is going to bring him to Torah. His understanding that everything was created in the whole world, without exception, and all of time and space, and where he is right now, he's the Bikurim, and this one individual Jew, that itself is going to bring him to do tshuva and to actually keep Torah and mitzvahs in the fullest extent. Now we can say that this general theme in the mitzvah of Bikurim, which we've been explaining until now, namely, the Gilui Fun Mailasim Shal Yisrael Bikurim, this mitzvah reveals the uniqueness of the Jewish people, that we are in fact the Bikurim of the whole creation. Oichpoilam Haza Agashmi, also in this physical world, Biz Mailasim Shekadim LaTeira, to the extent that they're so great that they precede the Torah and are higher than the Torah. Bring Tzicharuis Oich in Mikra Bikurim is also brought out and expressed in the declaration made by those various verses that the Jew says when he does this mitzvah and brings his bikurim. The parsha was the media bikurim zokt. The section in the Torah that the Jew who's bringing these bikurim has to say, as it states in the parsha, "V'anisa v'amart l'fnei Hashem l'kecha," and you are to say out loud before Hashem, and then it says, "Arami oyved avi." The Arami, that's a reference to Lavan Ho'arami, the uncle and father-in-law of Yaakov. Oyved Avi, he wanted to destroy my father. Vayered Mitzrayim Goymer. And then Yaakov had to go down and descend to Mitzrayim, etc. Vayetzienu Hashem Mitzrayim Goymer. And Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. And he gave us this land, etc. Those are the things that's part of the Mikra Bikurim declaration. Was thus that this, namely, Yeridas Yaakov Mitzrayim, and Yetzias Mitzrayim, und die Knisa Leretz Yisrael, that the descent of Yaakov to Mitzrayim, and the exodus from Mitzrayim, and the entering into the land of Eretz Yisrael, Zayin Inyonim Klolim, are general themes, which are connected with all Jews in all generations. Footnote 96 brings down, of course, from the Mishnah in Psachim, that we know that in every single generation, a person is required to view himself as if he personally left Mitzrayim. The Techen Akriya is, the content of this declaration is, Aznit Kukendik Aftem Vosarami Yevidovi, that notwithstanding the fact that Lavan Harami wanted to destroy my father, as Yankev had sich gefunden by Lavanin, that Yankev found himself in such a situation by Lavan, was not a pleasant person. Vos Lavan bikesh lakar es hakol kisharad v'achar Yankev chuli. That, as Rashi brings down, Yaakov wanted to uproot everyone, the whole family, when he was chasing and pursuing after Yaakov. He wanted to get rid of them all. Unber noch. And afterwards, if that wasn't enough, and then others came upon us to destroy us. And he descended down to Egypt, and he came there with very few people. We were only 70 in total. The entire nation, Yaakov's whole big family, was 70 people. All of this was prior to the giving of the Torah. Is nit nor was das hot chas v'shalom nit ongirirt Yankev uvanov. Not only did all of the above experience and terrible situation did not harm Yaakov and his sons, nor adarabah, but on the contrary, v'hisham l'gay gadol otzum varav. But he became a great, powerful, and populous nation there. Sai Bekamus and Sai Beichus. Both quantitatively speaking, we became so many, and also qualitatively speaking, the types of people that these Jews were. Onebendik noch bizman Yankiv. Beginning yet in the times of Yaakov. Vos zachaz mitasei shlema. He merited that his bed was complete and perfect. Meaning, he had no negative or sinful offsprings of his children. Unlike his predecessors. Every single one of Yaakov's children were great, righteous, holy people. To the extent that when Yaakov was concerned and he wasn't so sure, he was maybe suspicious. This was when he was lying on his so-called deathbed. And he called them to bless them. And the Shechina, Hashem's Shechina, had left him. So he was concerned. Oh, maybe I missed something over here. Maybe I overestimated all of my children. And perhaps there is someone amongst them that is not complete with my faith and is not exactly on the same page, so to say, as all of us. So when he expressed that, Amru Leibanov, simultaneously his children all said to him, Shema Yisrael, listen, Yisrael, referring to Yisrael Sava, to the elder Yisrael, not to the nation, but to him directly, this is his name. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem is our God, Hashem is one. Meaning, Keshem She'ein Belibcha El Echad. Just as, in your heart, there's only one. Kach Ein Belibeinu El Echad. So too, in the exact same way, in our heart, there is only one. Our faith, our belief in the one Hashem is absolutely the same as yours. Be'oisa Sha'a, at that time, Pasach Yankiv Avinu V'Omar, Yaakov Avinu said, Baruch Shem Kivoid Malchusoy L'Elam Void. Blessed be the name of Hashem's glorious kingdom forever and ever. That's the earliest source that we have here for that quote. And that's why we say it in the Shema, silently, of course, because it's not written in the Chumash. It wasn't stated by Moshe Rabbeinu when he said the Shema, when he spoke to the Jews. However, because Yaakov responded that way when his children said to him, Shema Yisrael, therefore we say it. Meaning, Azoich Zayin Dikin Mitzrayim, that even in Mitzrayim where this took place, Izein Belibeinu Al Echad, all we have in our heart is one. While they're in Mitzrayim, this is what they stated. Tishleimus Achtus Mitam Eibishtun Lifnei Hashem Elokecha. Again, meaning to say, the complete, most absolute unity that there is, that the Jewish people have with Hashem, just as in your heart is Hashem Echad, exactly the same way as in our heart, Lifnei Hashem Elokecha. The Jews are right before Hashem, and that's even in Mitzrayim. This was well before the giving of the Torah. And also later on, that the Egyptians treated us cruelly, etc. Notwithstanding that, in Meitzarim Megvulim von Eilam, as Hasidus explains the term and the word of the country, Mitzrayim, comes from the expression of border and limitation. So they were in the confines of the world. Is Vayetzienu Hashem Mitzrayim, yet what happened? Hashem took us out of this state of Mitzrayim. Biyot chazaka, with a strong hand, uvizroya netuyin, an outstretched arm, uvemeira gadol, and with great awe, uveiseis, uvemeifsim, and with signs and wonders. Bees, until vayvienu lamokim azeh, and he brought us to this place, vayiten lanos aretz hazoif, and he gave us this land, eretz zavas chalav udvash, a land flowing with milk and honey. Erat boiche geven in Eden als bikurim von der ganzen Welt. Hashem chose the Jews as the Bikurim of the entire world. Underiber bring in Yidin, Mida keneged Mida, and therefore the Jewish people bring, as we know the rule is a measure for a measure, that's how Hashem conducts himself, so that's why this mitzvah is that we reciprocate in kin. Reishis pri adam asher nasata li Hashem, v'inachta lifnei Hashem lekecha. The first fruit of the land, which you have given me, Hashem, and you take it and you place it before Hashem. That's why we make this proclamation, this declaration, when we bring the Bikurim, because that's exactly what it's all about. This is what Hashem did to us. This is where we see that we are the Bikurim. This is how it's expressed. And that's why we're doing this mitzvah and mentioning all this, the whole story, and going back to the whole history of Yaakov suffering and our suffering in Mitzrayim. And the whole time we were one with Hashem, no matter what the situation was, until finally Hashem actually took us out and brought us to this great, wonderful land. That this brings out and expresses v'yidin, how Jews oichfar matan teira, also prior to the giving of the teira, eider sehoven bakumen ashaychus gluyotz teira lemata, before they received the open connection to teira down here. And in footnote on that 105, the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach brings down that although we know that our forefathers, the Avos, kept the whole teira before it was given, so we already had a connection to teira. However, that was only spiritually, and it was not able to actually make a change in the physical article of the world that they used to do a mitzvah. They couldn't. So they did all the mitzvahs, that's true, but they didn't do it in the same way that we have the effect after the giving of the Torah. So even Jews prior to the giving of the Torah, which means they don't yet have an open connection to Torah the way it is down here, Zayin B'Dargas Bikurim, they're already at the level of Bikurim. Shekavu l'chol davar, that preceded everything. Afilu l'teira, even the teira. Undaskum taruis begalui durch dem, and this comes out in a revealed way through the fact v'svayisham l'gei gadol atzum varav, that while we were in Mitzrayim, we became over there a great, powerful, and populous nation. And afterwards, Vayetzienu Hashem Mitzrayim, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, V'yod Chazaka, with a strong hand, U'vizraya Netuya, and with an outstretched arm, U'vameira Gadol, and with great awe, U'vayseis, U'vamayfsim, and with signs and wonders. Bees until Vayvienu Lamokim Azei brought us to this place, Vayitan Lonos Aretz Azeis, and he gave us this land, Eretz Zavas Cholov Dvash, the land flowing with milk and dvash. Al Pizeh, based on this, is Eich Yumtak Der Din Babikurim, will also now come sweet, or as we say in Yiddish, Geschmack, the law with regards to this mitzvah of Bikurim. And that is, as a Bikurim Teunin Kli. The Rambam rules that when one brings Bikurim, the fruit, they have to be in a vessel. K'masha Kosuv, as the Pasuk says, V'samta Vatene, and you will place it in the basket. So it's not just telling you practically how to bring it, but actually, this is the halacha. It has to be brought in a receptacle, in a vessel. Unbazeh gufa is der din, and within this itself, the law is, azeviyam bikli matchos, that if a person brought his bikurim in a metallic vessel, anything made out of any type of metal, v'isiz givender minag fundi ashirim, as was the custom of the rich people, as meviim bikureim biklosis shel kesef v'shel zahav, in baskets of silver and gold, neitel akein bikurim, the koyin would take the bikurim, v'choizer hakli levaylov, and the vessel in which they brought the Bikurim would be returned back to the owner, to the one who brought the Bikurim. V'im eviyam b'kli areva v'chalof v'chayetze bohen k'minag haniyim, and if he brought it in a vessel, or rather in a basket, which was made out of wicker, or peeled willow branches or anything like that, meaning a much cheaper material, which was the way that the poor people would do it. Hareya bikurim vasalim lakayhanim. Then both the bikurim and the baskets belong to the kayhanim. So we have over an interesting din, an interesting law. So if they're bringing it in gold and silver, in metal, it goes back to the owner. And it's the rich people who are able to afford to bring it in these gold and silver baskets. But if it comes in something like a wicker basket, so then the basket also remains as a gift for the kehanim. So let's understand this halacha. The shleimus hagilui fun malosin shol Yisrael bevchinas bikurim. The complete revelation of the uniqueness and the superior quality that the Jewish people are called bikurim, bashteit in them, is expressed in the fact as eich vi ze shtein in a kli, that also as they find themselves in a vessel, haneshama bichli aguf mugbol, meaning to say the soul as it is in the vessel of the physical body, which is limiting. It's very limited. Bizafilu in a klioni, so much so that it's even in a vessel which is a poor vessel. And as we know that the Gemara elsewhere in the Nedarim states, Ein Ani Ela Bedas, that the idea of Ani, of poor, is a frame of mind, if you will. It's a state of a person's das, of their knowledge or their mindset. Is dort nicker wie seine Bikurim. Also there, not only in a limited body, but even in a body of an Ani, intellectually or as a mind setting, also they're called Bikurim. The Adarabba, on the contrary, ha Bikurim tunin keli. The Bikurim require a keli. You can't bring the Bikurim without a keli, without a vessel. The Bikurim kumalifin Hashem lekecha dafka al yidei kli. The Bikurim are brought before Hashem specifically, as we just said, this halacha, in a vessel. These, as dafka akli fun dvarim achi pshutim, so much so that it specifically comes in a vessel of the simplest things. Fun olam hazeh atachton shein tachton lamata mimenu, of this physical lowly world, that there's nothing lowlier than this world. Ver tfarein sikt miti bikurim. And that vessel of this lowly world becomes united and one with the bikurim, with the neshama. As they such, as a bikurim asalim lokehanim, that the bikurim together with the baskets go to the kehanim. As oichter kliatzmoy veret bedargas lifnei Hashem lekecha. That also the vessel itself now reaches the level of before Hashem lekecha. It's not only the fruit which is so special; it's the first and the best fruit that you are bringing to Hashem, which then you put down and becomes holy. But even the basket is lifnei Hashem lekecha. Unachmer, and more than that, durch dem vertuf keton. That through this, what becomes accomplished, as Zolzayin v'samto batene, what happens is that you will place it in the basket. Now, the Torah chooses the word over here by this mitzvah and tells us to place it in the tene. It doesn't say the keli. It says in the tene. Now, tene means basket, although there's other words. And the word tene is spelled tes nun aleph. Tene, rashi teivois, Taimim Nekudois Oisiois. Ten is an acronym for the three words of Taimim. That is known in Yiddish as the trup, the musical notes that we have to every word in the Torah. Nekudos are the dots, the vowels, and Oisiois are the letters themselves. As Mezalhaben di Shleimus fun Torah, that we should have the completion of Torah, Noisav to the Oisiois, in addition to the actual letters and the vowels of the Torah, also the timing of the Torah, in a way from v'samta the bikurim, in a way of placing the bikurim, as the reed licked bipnimius in the timing nekudos oisiyos from Torah, that the Jew is completely thrown himself in and he's totally immersed in the innermost of the basket, which is the taimim and the vowels and the letters of the Torah. Al pi anal v'tan farshtein boi mekyoyser, based on the above, we will now understand in greater depth the shaychus from mitzvahs bikurim mitem hemshech ha-parsha, the connection between this mitzvah of Bikurim with the rest of this Torah section as it continues, Degen Dem Bris, Av Klolus HaTorah Mitzvahs, regarding the covenant of Torah and Mitzvahs in general. Noisav HaLomer Liel Sif Hei, in addition to what we mentioned above, as Bikurim Gitaruis, that Bikurim actually bring out and express the theme of all of Torah and Mitzvahs. In addition to that, we can now understand it deeper. Bikurim, the Maila Atzmis when Yisrael Shekadma Torah. Bikurim is the word that we're using over here for the very essence, core essence, unique quality of Yisrael, which even precedes Torah. Is the aschala when you saw it from kol haTorah vaMitzvos. This, in fact, is actually the foundation of all of Torah and its commandments and the commandments. Tzulib dem was Yisrael v'kutcha pricha kol chad. Macht the Rebishter l'chatchila akresas bris mit Eden was vareinzigt the Rebishter mit Eden. Since, in fact, Yisrael and Hashem are absolutely one. So Hashem, from the very beginning, makes this covenant with the Jews to unite them with Him. That Hashem should be united with the Jews. V'diachtus von di shnei chalkei habris, as is the unity between the two parts of the bris that are made. When there's that covenant where you cut something and you split it in half. Boifin galui oich lemata, that it should be in a revealed way down here as well. That this is expressed in actuality and in the most revealed way through the fulfillment of, as it says in the Pasuk, that you will keep the words of this bris, this covenant. Jews take upon themselves and fulfill the Meibishten's Torah mitzvahs, Hashem's Torah and commandments. On this day, Hashem is commanding you to keep these super rational commandments, Vesa Mishpatim, and these laws which are rational, Vishamarta Vasisa Oisam, and you shall guard and do them, V'chol Levav V'chol V'chol Nafshecha, with all of your heart and all of your soul. Boifin as das nemt ze in ganzen durch, in such a way that it completely envelops them and permeates the whole heart and the whole soul totally. Azoi, such as mezet begalui ba'olam, that we see in a revealed way in the world. Viva Hashem emircha hayom liyos le'am segula gemer. That Hashem has selected you today to be His treasured people. Ulesitcha elyon al kol ha'goyim, and to make you elite above all the nations, asher asa l'sehila u'l'shem u'l'siferes, which He made in acclaim, renown, and splendor. Dermit that meneich farstein b'firatius yeser. With this, we will now understand in more detail the shaychus von Bikurim zu drashas Rashi ala pasuk, the connection between the Bikurim and Rashi's teaching on this verse. Hayem azeh Hashem lekecha mitzavecha. And the verse that says that on this day Hashem is commanding you. So we mentioned earlier what Rashi says. B'chol yoyim yu beinecha chadoshim. Every single day the Torah and mitzvahs should be in your eyes brand new. Kilu bay bayim mitzvah yisaleim. As if on this very day you were commanded to do them. It's not just something old. Matfriya Geret Sif Gimel, we spoke earlier in the Sicha, as Vibal di Tachlis in Yidin, Zayindik Bikurim, is in Zegufa. That since the purpose and the goal of the Jews, being that they are the Bikurim, is in them themselves, they're not a means for anything else. Unhaltz is Bashafim Gevorim, Tzulib Zay, and everything was created for them. Is the Riber Fashtandik, so therefore it is understood, as yeder prat in dem leben fun a yidin, that every single detail in the life of a Jew, afilu azah v'sot nochnita shaychus gluya mitera, even such that does not as of yet have a revealed connection to Torah, yeder rega in zman, every moment in time, yeder nekuda in makim, every point in space, Every single thought, verbalization of speech, or action has a purpose in and of itself. It is not a means for anything else because it belongs to, it is part of this Jew. It's not a means to anything else. Das heißt, this means to say, it's something absolutely new. Because of the purpose that this particular detail has in and of itself. Upon this is the obligation von zogen of saying bishvili for me, meaning bishvil prat zeh, for this particular detail, neither the whole world was created. For this moment, for this place, for this thought, for this speech, for this deed, the whole world was created. Das heißt, this means to say, as al inyanei ha'olam, that all matters of the world, al regoyim in zman v'chuli, all moments in time, etc., zayne nichlol in dem rega echad, are all included in this one moment, in the current moment where the Jew finds himself. The refun is muvan, so from this is understood, as the keach tzuftan, that the ability to accomplish as b'chol yoyim yu teira mitzvahs b'necha chadoshim, Rashi tells us that every single day all of teira mitzvahs should be brand new. How can we do that? How does one have the ability to make it new? Afal pi v'serot keton di avoda oich lifnei zeh. Although he did the service prior to this as well, he did it earlier, he did it yesterday, he did it last year, he did it a moment ago. How can I make it chadashim, that every single day it should be brand new? Kuntavka funayidin bikurim. So this comes specifically through the Jew, he's the bikurim. V'rum b'negeya tzukol inyanei ha'ilam, because with regards to all matters of the world, v'ibal da'zei zayin anita tachlis farzich, since they are not a purpose for themselves, nor anem tso yitzu an anverzach, but rather they are only a means to something else, bishvil yisol, bishvil ha-teira, they are here, they were created for the Jew, for the Teira. Kenduch zayin, azayoyim, so it's possible that a day, val achatz kam v'chama rega bizman, and how much more so a moment in time, zol zayin ahemshech tzu d'ravoida funayim shalifneze, it could be, it's possible that it's a continuation of the service of the previous day. Or, conversely, it could be a preparation and a means to the following day. So when you look at each day and each avoda, we would be able to think that it's a continuation of before or it's a preparation for later. It's specifically the Jews which have the ability to accomplish that b'chol yom yu b'necha chadashim, that every single day they will be in your eyes new. A chidush amiti, an absolute true chidush. B'dukma der chidush b'chol yom u b'chol rega b'isavus yesh meina al-dei HaKadosh Baruch Hu atzmoy. Similar to what the Hashem does, that there's a true chidush that every single day and every single moment the whole world is being recreated from absolute non-existence of nothing to becoming what it is through Hashem. Similarly, a Jew has the koyach to make a chidush in this unbechol yom, in every day. V'stosis koyel oich b'chol rega v'rega, and this includes also every single moment. Azoy such, as the rega chodosh v'erta haschola chadosha in zayin avayda b'teiro mitzvahs, that this new moment, this current new moment, becomes a new beginning in his service of Torah and mitzvahs, velche is in zich koilol al regoyim atzoif v'siyum avidosei, which includes in it, this one current moment, includes in it all the moments of all of his service until the end and the conclusion of the whole service. B'dugma, v'davka yidin obin b'koyach tzumechadesh zayin in Torah atzma, zayin dik kadmula. Similar to what we spoke about earlier, that it's specifically the Jews which have the ability to bring out a novel, new idea, reveal something new in Torah itself, because we precede Torah. Biz eich, to the extent that also, ufton achidush in dem loy meba Torah atzmoy, that they're able to make a newness in the one who's studying Torah itself, in him himself, azer veret vi an adam chadash mamish, he becomes really, literally, like a brand new, different person through his Torah study. A person has the ability to do that. When you study Torah in a proper way, you can actually become a different person. And every single day and every moment in a brand new way. With this, we will also now understand the explanation in the name of the Parsha. If you recall, at the beginning of the Sicha, we asked why it's called Tavoy, and that includes everything of the Parsha, including the Bris, and including the Kola Teira Kula, and the Bikurim, etc. Now we can understand why the name of this entire Parsha, this whole Teira section, is called Tavoy, come. Afapi bis Tavoy el Haaretz, is achonav akdama tzukiyum ha-mitzvahs, arayim kumendik in Eretz Yisrael. Although this statement of coming into the land is a preparation and a prerequisite for the fulfillment of the commandments once we get into Eretz Yisrael, as we said in the beginning, it's not even a mitzvah itself, and it's not the commandment to go into the land, it's just simply telling us that when you will go into the land, then you'll fulfill these commandments. Is a b'rezayin dekapul of a seder avoida funayidin, but being that it is an activity, and it's an order of service of a Jew. Hotos tavoy, gufa tachlis farzich. So therefore this now, this entrance, this tavoy, has a purpose for itself. It no longer is just a means, or just circumstantial, or just a way, or just a preparation. No. Because it's being done by a Jew, it now, as we said until now, becomes something for itself. In addition to the fact that it's a preparation for that which follows afterwards. Velchis Kleilel, which includes in it, Bifratze, in this particular detail, all matters of Aveda. This one particular step of Tavoy, of Kam, itself, it's talking about the Jews. Therefore, a Jew's Tavoy includes in it everything. Und das ist euch der Teichen von dem Wort Tavoy Atzmoy. And this is also actually the content of the word itself, Tavoy. Euch paschola so avoide von Aiden. Also at the very beginning of the service of the Jew. Then at how teresh pa Tavoy. When he's only holding by Tavoy, he's at the very beginning, just coming. Noch eider er is mekayim a mitzvah. He didn't even do a mitzvah yet. It's ki savoy yala aretz. He's just coming into the land. Darfer in dem arengein tovoy bipnimius. So in that he already has to be tovoy. He has to go into it internally, completely and fully. It's not just, well, it's just a means. It's just to get. No, there's no such thing by a Jew. If I may, by a chicken. You can say, why did the chicken cross the road? And then the answer is to get to the other side. By a Jew, although that may be true, however, the crossing of the road itself, the tavoy itself, is a tachlis for itself, and it includes in it all the following of Veda, and it's not just a preparation. And therefore, the Jew needs to place himself bipnimius in this. This is a very strong point that Chassidus in many places emphasizes the idea of pnimi and pnimius. And here too, this is a point that the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach is explaining over here. Basically, you have to live the very moment that you're in and the very place, and you have to live that moment because that is your purpose. And that moment then becomes the purpose, and that place becomes the purpose, and that activity becomes the purpose. Visendik, knowing, as in them tavoy gufa bashtet zayin tachlis avayda beregazeh, knowing that the tavoy, the entering the land itself, this very moment becomes the purpose. Vos is koilel, that it includes ungit nor dem kayach, and it gives the ability tzuton di avayda shalachrezeh to do the service which will follow afterwards, as the pasuk continues v'yorashta v'yoshavta ba, that you will inherit the land and you will settle in the land. Und die mitzvah von avas bikurim und mikro bikurim, and then you'll be able to go on and do the mitzvah of bringing the bikurim and making the declaration. Bis klalus kiyum habris b'hemshech haparsha, up until the general fulfillment of the covenant for the whole Torah and mitzvahs as the parsha continues. Ulahoisif and to add to this, as the Shema Parsha Tavoy, that the name of the Parsha Tavoy, Badait, expresses as the Tavoy is Be'oifen Vadai, that the entrance to the land is in an absolute way. It's it, with all certainty. Das Retzich nit wegen dem Tzivui zu reingehen in Eretz Yisrael. As we said earlier in the Sicha, this is not talking about the commandment to go into the land. That it spoke about earlier. This is stating it factually. Und der Ki gitaruis dem Seder vi das Vetzayin. And the word Ki, which precedes the Tavoy, Ki, which means that, it brings out the order of how it's going to happen. As is a davar vaday, that it's an absolutely certain fact, as es vert, that what's going to happen, Tavoy al haaretz, you'll come to the land, v'yoshavta v'yarashtaba. Sorry, again, Tavoy al haaretz, you will come, you will enter the land, v'yirishta, and you will take possession, v'yoshavta ba, and you will settle in it. U'ba'oifen, and in such a way, fun v'haya kisavoy, in a way that it will be. Ein v'haya elamiyad. We have an expression in the Sifrei, which is a Tanoic explanation on the Chumash, that when it says the word v'haya, it means immediately. And here the word v'haya is used. V'haya kisavoy, and it will come to pass. Bizas miyad is min mekayim mitzvahs bikurim, so much so to the extent such that immediately we will in fact fulfill this mitzvah of bikurim. The ringin hanal hotashaiches miyuchedes mitchedesh elul. The above mentioned idea has a special connection to the month of Elul. Die Zeit von Cheshben HaNefesh. This is the time of taking a soul accounting. A time of reckoning. Of taking an inventory of our spiritual service to Hashem. Afen Friedik in Yar, with regards to the previous year, the one that we are now concluding. Un von Zugretung zum Kumendik in Yar. And it's the time of preparation for the upcoming year. Chedesh Elul, the month of Elul, Rashi Teves is the acronym Ani L'Deidi V'Deidi Li. The verse from Shir HaShirim, chapter 6, verse 3. I, the Jewish people, am to my beloved, that's Hashem, and my beloved is to me. Is a Zeit ven jeder Yid fühlt sich neuend zu dem Eibishten. So the month of Elul is a time when every Jew feels close to Hashem. Un Anointkeit verbunden mit Ahava und Liebschaft, and such a closeness which is associated with love. Wie unterstrochen in dem Ausdruck Deudi, as is underscored and expressed by the expression of this verse that says Deudi, which means my beloved. Und wie der bewusster Maschel von dem alten Rebbe, and as the well-known parable of the Alter Rebbe, where he says in the Kutei Torah, as in Chodesh Elul is the Rebishter v'yamelech basode, that in the month of Elul, Hashem is compared to a king in the field. The Oz, and then Rasha'in are permitted, and then in parentheses, the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach is adding over here an added word, which is taken from the Rebbe Rayatz. The Rebbe Rayatz, in one particular Maimer, he adds a word to the Alter. He quotes the Alter Rebbe from Likutei Torah, but this word is not in Likutei Torah, and the Rebbe Rayatz adds the word, and it is v'yicholim, and are able to. So then everybody has permission and is able, kol mi sheraitze, whoever wants, lahakvil panav, to greet the king, v'mekabel es kulam, and he accepts, he welcomes all, Beseiver panim yofois, with a beautiful, pleasant countenance. Umare panim seichakois lechulam, and he shows a laughing, happy face to all. So that's the month of Elul. Every single day, every single moment of the month of Elul, according to the description of the Alter Rebbe, Hashem, the King, is in the field and He is accessible for any and every Jew, and He accepts everybody, every single one who approaches Him, with a beautiful, shining, happy countenance. Unyederer ken bayim beten alts vaserdar fobin. And everybody is able to ask for him, from him then everything that he needs. Thereby is nochar bat gosha der techen fun bikurim. So in this is even more emphasized the whole theme of bikurim. Dies achtus von Yidden mit den Eberstern, the unity between the Jews and Hashem, umitech kiruv ve'ahava, and in a way of closeness and love, doidi, zu lieb die Teirekeit von Yidden bei dem Eberstern. And this is because of the dearness and the preciousness that the Jews have by Hashem. Und dazu, seine Nitok kein etznoim. And, in addition to this, There are no conditions. As medarv zayin talmud chacham, that the individual might have to, you would think, perhaps should be a Torah scholar. Alei mitera, one who studies Torah. Adar amakayim mitzvahs, v'kayetze bazeh. Or one who fulfills mitzvahs or the like. No, doesn't say that. Nor kol mishanoitze. But rather it says, whoever wants. Keni mekabel panim zayin, could go greet him. And he accepts and greets and welcomes everybody with this countenance, this beautiful, shining, smiley face. That this emphasizes the essence quality of the Jews. Being the first produce of Hashem. Seinen sie vereinzigt mit ihm mit einer tiefer Liebschaft. So they are united with him with a deep love. Nit kukendik av zeir maim edumatzav begoloyu v'chitzenius. Not looking at whatever their state is, whatever situation they're in a revealed way or in an external way. Und das ist noch mehr unterstrochen, and this is even more highlighted, underscored, in dem was anila doidi v'doidi rashetevis elul heib tzichon mitani, with the fact that this phrase of I am to my beloved is to me, which spells out as the acronym of elul, begins with the word ani, I, der etzem vezen fun ayidin, the essence of the Jew. Wie steht in sein Ani, sein Metzius, as he is in his existence. Ani, I, as the Jew is in his entity. In welchen Matzav soll nur sein, in whatever state he may find himself, whatever he may be. Zieht sich und verbindet sich von sich allein. He is gravitated and he attaches himself on his own, Ani. Bis arusa de losata, an arousal from below. Mit doidi, with his beloved, the Meibishton Hashem. Und das, der Anilo Doidi, Dafka bringt er noch euch dem Vedoidi li. And it's specifically this attraction of the Jew to Hashem, which then causes that my beloved is to me. Der Farbund und Liebschaft von dem Meibishton zu Yidden. The attachment and the love of Hashem to the Jews. Ukmasha Kosov, and as the verse says in Mishlei, Proverbs, Chapter 27, verse 19, Kamayim aponim leponim, kein lev ha'adam la'adam. Just as the water reflects the face that looks at it, so too the heart of one man to the other. Durchtem vos lev adam atachtoin, glust mit liebschaft la'adam al-yoin. Through the fact that the heart of ha'adam, of the person down here, of the Jew down here, is longing with love for adam ha'al-yoin, for the Adam above, which is Hashem. Ani l'doidi, that's the Jew longing and gravitating and in love with Hashem. Bring tos ternach, this then brings that v'deidi li fun leiv adam elyon l'adam atachtoin. The same thing that Hashem, my beloved, is to me, and the heart of Hashem, as it were, is coming and attracted to the Yid, the Jew down here. V'yesh leimar az das v'sayid, And we can say that the fact that a Jew, as he finds himself as an ani, has the ability to accomplish this, so much so they can even awaken the vidoy dili, can even affect that Hashem then wants us. Brings out and expresses his ability as Bikurim, that he's standing before Hashem, and the Jew and Hashem are absolutely all one. So that in order it shouldn't be bread of shame, meaning that we didn't do anything to earn it, we didn't work for it, so it's like just some free stuff, and that is not appreciated. Human nature is, the way Hashem made it, that you appreciate what you work for and you earn, so that it isn't bread of shame. So this is expressed and comes out by virtue of the fact that the Jew finds himself down in this physical world. So Hashem made it such that the Jew finds himself down here in a physical world which totally conceals over his revealed connection to Hashem. Bichdei as er, so that he, the Jew, durch sein avoide ani, zoldes megale sein, so that he, through his service, through the ani, will reveal this connection that he has with Hashem. Bis as das bringt euch hashleimus in kiyum ha-Torah mitzvos, so much so that this brings also, adds perfection to the fulfillment of Torah mitzvos. This is ungedeiht in the Finif Rashi Tevas von Elul, as is expressed in the five acronyms of the month of Elul, Kineged, which correspond to Teira, Avoida, Ugemilus Chasadim. Those are the three, Teira, study, and service, which would be sacrifices, or when you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, prayer, and Gemilus Chasadim, acts of kindness and charitable acts, Tshuva, Ugeula, Teshuva, returning to Hashem, and redemption, Kimedubar B'Shanim Shavru, as we spoke in previous years. Kimrum is in dem vart lev, as is hinted to in the word lev, heart. And footnote 127, to take note that this whole parable of the Alter Rebbe, of the king in the field, is found in Likutei Torah on page lev. Page 32, and everything is Ashkacha Pratis, and even though that's just the way the printers made it, and it worked out that way, no such thing. It's exact and precise, and this mashal of Melech Basadeh, of this great intense love of Anilo Doidi V'Doidi Li of Elul, is on page Lev. And what's the heart? That is actually the place where the love resides. The Doidi, the love, is in the heart. Vasis begematria chaf beis betziruf yud. So the word lev is the numerical value, the numerical equivalence of 22 plus adding 10. It's 32. The yeshloimar as does is kneged the chaf beis eis ha-Torah. So what does it correspond to? So we can say that this corresponds to the 22 letters of the Torah, because in the Yiddish, in the Lashon HaKodesh, aleph beis, there are 22 letters. So the Torah is comprised of 22 letters. Vosverenis gale, and they become revealed durch the eser keches hanefesh funayidin, through the 10 soul powers of a Jew. We know that the Jew has chabad, chagas, nihim. The intellect and the emotions all together, our soul powers, break down into 10. So the 22 letters of the Torah become revealed through the 10 soul powers of the Jew. Vos durch dem veretzuzamin lev. That through that, what happens, what becomes together? Lev, 32, which is heart. Yisrael Eraisa V'Kud Shabricha Kulochad. That the Jew and Hashem, the Jew and Torah and Hashem, are all absolutely bound up as one. It's through the Jew, revealing the 22 letters of the Torah. So it becomes the Jew and the Torah and Hashem are all one. V'stemot yizdo dishleimus kimloi ha'isachtus from lev ha'adam la'adam anila doid v'daidili. That then there becomes the complete and absolute revelation, the perfect full revelation of the unity between the heart of man and man, as we said, between us down here and him up there, and it becomes completely and absolutely one, which is the theme of Bikurim that we're speaking about. Derfun hotmen dem limud lepeil. From this we have the lesson in actuality for us. What are we supposed to do? With regards to the soul accounting, the reckoning. That every individual has to make during the month of Elul. After avoida fun shana shavra, with regards to the service of the past year. Al minas zu der gänzen und mashtem sein das was hat gefällt. In with the intention in order to correct and to perfect that which was lacking. Other is nit der ton givar mishlemus, or that it wasn't done completely perfect. Even things that were done, but they weren't done perfectly. And also to make the appropriate preparations for the avoid of the upcoming year. Nemendik in batracht, taking into thought, into account, as yederid is bikurim, that every single Jew is bikurim, velche darfin gebracht werden lifnei havaya lekecha, in Beis HaMikdash, which need to be brought before Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. Und das darf durchnehmen sein ganzen Leben, and that has to take in his entire life. Euch seine wochendike Sachen, also his regular mundane weekly issues, not only his holy things. As we're about to say, nit nor in Shabbos tiki un Yom Tov tiki teg, not only on special holy days like Shabbos days or festive days, nit nor in Chodesh Elul un Chodesh Tishrei hamerubah b'mayados, not only in the auspicious special month of Elul or in the month of Tishrei, which we know that, as it's referred to in Halacha, that Tishrei is a month which is filled an abundance of festivals, nor b'meshech tem ganzen yor, but now we have to be making the proper preparations for the entire year, even those months and those days which are not Elul and Tishrei. Is farstandig wifel er darf sein abgehit in alts vasertut. So it's understood to what degree how he has to be completely so cautious and so careful in everything that he does. Even when we're just speaking about one single thought, adibur, one speaking, or the ramaiser, one action, vaset uis minder vertik in vergleich zu andere seine machshavas, which seems to be insignificant or minimally important relative compared to all of his other thoughts, diburim and speakings, other maisim or actions. Aber bei marein trachtendig sich wie geherig, however, when one thinks into it appropriately, as euch di machshava dibur oder maise is a tefun bikurim, that also this particular thought, speech, or deed is a part of the bikurim, was veret gebracht in Beis HaMikdash, which is brought in the Holy Temple, lifnei Hashem alekecha, it's placed before Hashem, un der kein asher yeh bayomim ohem, and the kein which will be in your days, in those days, git achtung af sein jeder tnua, is paying attention to his every movement, veter gewiss sich bamien, he will certainly make the effort un anstrengen, and he will exert his strength as jeder minste Sach, that every minute, the smallest thing, jeder einzelner Prat von sein Hanaga, every tiny detail of his conduct, soll getan werden, should be done, mit der vollster Aufmerksamkeit und Abgehittenkeit, with a complete and full attention and caution. There's no such thing as something which is not important. It's a yid who's thinking, doing, talking, whatever, and the kohen is paying attention to every single detail. If this is the way it is throughout the entire year, how much stronger then is the responsibility and the care, zusammen mit dem Schuss, along with the merit, ständig in Chedesh Elul, finding ourselves in the month of Elul, der Chedesh HaCheshbon von dem ganzen Farikin Yar, which is the month of the accounting of the entire previous year, Und zu dem ganzen kommenden Jahr, and it's the month of preparation for the entire upcoming year. Und in die letzte 12 Tag von Chedesh Elul, and particularly in the last 12 days of the month of Elul, welche sein kneged yud beis chadashim, which correspond to the 12 months of the year. Yoim lachodesh, each day corresponds to one particular month. Every single day of the last 12 days of Elul, we're supposed to be rectifying and perfecting that previous month, that month of the previous year, and preparing for that upcoming month of the coming year. Is noch mehr muvan, so it's even more understood, die mit dat halten teier jeder rega von dem chodesh, how we have to keep precious and dear every moment of this month, von dem tag. Wie mit darf halten teier jeder rega von dem tag, how we have to keep precious every moment of this day, zayin die kneged ganzen chodesh, because in these last 12 days, every day corresponds to an entire month. In machen dem geherik in cheshben hanefesh unachon hatzu shon haba, in making the proper and appropriate accounting and reckoning and preparation for the upcoming year. Ubifrat, and especially, particularly, as noisef tzu dem sgula chodesh von Elul, in addition to the fact that it's a precious, special month of Elul, it's an auspicious month, is dos in yar tov shin nun aleph. It's in the year of 5,751. Rashi Tevis, which is the acronym of Haya Teheshnas Niflois Arenu, that it will be the year in which I will show him wonders. Una Achana Sushnas Tov Shinun Beis, and it's a preparation, this Elul, to the year of 5752. Rashi Tevis, which is the acronym Teheshnas Niflois Bakoil, that it will be the year in wonders in all. V'yesh Lo Yisif Bina, and we can add not only Bakoil, but the Beis also stands for Bina, understanding. With the advantage that Bina has over Chachma, Re'ia, Arenu, because this current year that we're concluding now of Tavshin Nun Aleph Arenu Niflois. So Arenu means I will show him, that's vision, that's Chachma. And then comes next year, which is Bina, which has an advantage over Arenu of Chachma. Unchibur Shneim Yachad, and uniting the two together. As the expression goes, this is taken from Kabbalah and it's explained in Chassidus by the Rebbe Rashab in Tofrish Nuntes and in other places. Havein b'chochma v'chakein b'vina. Understand in chochma and be wise in vina. Meaning that you have to have the element of Chachma in Bina and Bina in Chachma. Kimavur b'cham mekemis, as is explained in a number of places, which are referenced in footnote 130. V'naisaf afder egine avayda b'chol hanal, and in addition to one's own personal service in all of the above, taf min oich zen mashpia zayn, we have to see to it, every individual has to see to also influence, un einwirken af andere iden arum em, and to awaken within Jews around him. Zezon Eichton, Zeira Avoida, Bishleimus in Chodesh Elul, that they too should do their service in a complete, perfect way in the month of Elul. Unbimei Aslichais, and in the days that we recite the special supplication prayers of Slichais, where we're asking Hashem for forgiveness, the last days of Elul, before Shoshana. Undevnach Oich in Chodesh Tishrei, and afterwards also in the month of Tishrei, to see to it that all Jews around fulfill and keep the month of Tishrei the way they're supposed to, in the most perfect way. V'oid v'iker, and furthermore, and this is the main point, Ma'oider zayn nochamol vegen verishtadlus tzutzustellen di tzorche achag zu alle di was darfen der zu ankommen. To awaken again the necessity that people should make the extra effort to prepare and to be able to give the needs of the festival to all those that are in need and they have to come onto it. V'lifneze, and prior to that, because that would apply simply to Sukkos, but even before that, ditzrachim von Reish Hashanah, the needs that people have to be able to celebrate the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. Quoting the pasuk from Nehemiah, ichlu mashmanim ushsu mamtakim, eat good food and drink good drinks, V'shilchu manos lein nachin loy, and send food gifts to those that don't have enough prepared. When al derech zeh in the yomim shebein tayim un v'meshach kantz chedesh tishvei, and likewise in the days in between and throughout the entire month of Tishrei, to supply all those with all their needs. In all of the above, we now have an additional lesson, a special lesson with regards to the redemption, which is going to come immediately. It needs to happen literally immediately according to all the signs. The completion of entering, coming into the land, and the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Bikurim in the literal, simple sense, Vet Zayin is going to be and take place in the Gula Amitis Vashlema, when we have the true and complete redemption. V'siz Given Kimeitzes Chameretz Mitzrayim, as it was, to quote the verse, like the days that you left Mitzrayim. As it speaks about in the Parsha of Bikurim, where we're making all of this elaborate mention of the Exodus from Mitzrayim. Since this is the most important, the main concept, which is right now timely, the redemption. Varum, loitale simonim hatigula shoin fun lain gedarft kumen. Because according to all the signs, the redemption should have long ago already come. So that's why this is the most timely theme and concept. So it's farshtandik as the Rvanisa v'amart lifnei Hashem alekecha. So it's understood that the saying out loud before Hashem, ubifrat in chedesh Elul, and especially in the month of Elul, ven rashoin kol mi sheroitze lahak bil panav, when we are permitted, whoever wants to greet him, and he shows everybody a smiling, happy face, and he receives everybody with a pleasant countenance. So there has to be a special request out loud. Ad Masai, until when? That the redemption should already happen in actuality, really, tangibly. And since, as the Rvanisa v'amarta kumt von Ayidin, that this announcing out loud is coming from a Jew, v'ser is bikurim l'Hashem, that the Jew is the bikurim for Hashem, kul echad mitamei b'shter, and he's absolutely one with Hashem, und the Rvanisa v'amarta v'ert kezot lifnei avaya lekecha, and this announcement of saying out loud is being said before Hashem, canal, included in this Lifnei Hashem is the interpretation that we gave earlier, that it's to the Pnimius internally. It's farshtandik, so it's understood, as the Vanisa Vamarta et Pekeach to bring in the Gula Bepayel, that this Vanisa Marta, this announcement and saying out loud of the Jew, has the ability to bring about the redemption in actuality. Azoi vider vanitza kel Hashem begolus Mitzrayim, just as it was, as the verse states, that we cried out to Hashem when we were in the exile of Egypt, vayishma Hashem es keilenu gemer, and Hashem heard our voice, etc., vayitzienu biyot chazaka gemer, and he took us out with a strong hand, etc., vayivienu gemer, and he brought us, etc., vayitin lanos aratz azayis, and he gave us this land. Bees nachmer, until even more than that. As terem ikrov ani ene, as the verse says in Yeshaya, chapter 65, verse 24, that before they call out, says Hashem, I will answer and respond to them. Heyois asiz do dimitzius fun akeire ayid, since there exists this entity of the one who is announcing, calling out, that's the Jew. Uner shteit in amatzafun yikra'u, and he is in a state of calling out, so Hashem does not wait until there's the actually calling out loud. But before, prior to the announcement and the outcry, Hashem says, I will answer. And although it is known the statement made by our Rabbeim, Velcher is upgedruckt und mefursam, which has been printed and is public knowledge. Footnote 135, the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach brings down that it's the Sicha stated on Gimel Tammuz, Tafresh Pei Zayin, 5687, which would correspond to the year 1927, and it's printed in a number of places, that the Rebbe Rayatz quotes his predecessors, saying, As nit mitun zeratzin zayin mir gegangen in galus. It wasn't with our will that we went out into exile. Unit mitun zeratzin velen mir aruis fun galus. And it won't be with our will that we're going to leave exile. Nor birtzein Hashem chuli. But it'll be with the will of Hashem. So one can say, what's this whole commotion of screaming and yelling and asking and demanding? When it says clearly that Rabbeim say it wasn't us who wanted to go in Galus, and it won't be us who's going to want to leave Galus. So why don't we just leave it up to Hashem? Answers the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach. Retzich es v'ayid gefinzich mit an eigenem rotzoin. That statement is talking about a situation where a Jew has his own independent will. Unzer rotzoin, our will. Was is bazunder chas v'shalom von rotzon Hashem, which is separate and different chas v'shalom from the will of Hashem. In this physical world, while involved in mundane matters, etc. However, the way that a Jew is one with Hashem, and especially, particularly in the month of Elul, when it's a situation of I am to my beloved and my beloved is to me. So at that point, the Jew doesn't have his own desire, his own will. Nor b'lshena Mishnah, but rather as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, "Asei ritzeinoi kiritzeincha, k'dei she'asei ritzeincha kiritzeinoi." Do make his will like your will, in order that he'll make your will like his will. The ratzon from the Meibishtin is the ratzon from Ayidin. The will of Hashem is the will of the Jew. The ratzon from Ayid is the ratzon from the Meibishtin. The will of the Jew is the will of Hashem. Hatayid bekoyach zu uftan. As the Rebishter is on mevatel zayin dem galus, a Jew has the power to accomplish that Hashem should nullify the exile, the galus, and bring in the geula tekef umiyad mamish, and bring the redemption immediately, literally. The reina galus is the chlalu chlal nitshaych tzoyidin. The whole concept and the whole idea of exile is completely not associated and has nothing to do at all with a Jew. Because the proper place of where a Jew belongs is, to paraphrase from the Gemara in Brachas, he has to be sitting at the table of his father, near his father's table. Before Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. Und das, was der Eibishter hat gemacht a Galus, and that which Hashem made a Galus, is bichtei aruis rufin, the avoida fun ayidin, that's in order to bring out and to arouse this service by a Jew, to megalazine in velt, to reveal in the world, the ariz bikurim l'Hashem, how the Jew is in fact the bikurim for Hashem. Und v'yisro v'kut shabrichu kol achad, and how in fact the Jew and Hashem are absolutely one. Und durch dem, and through this, gleich mevatazine dem galus, immediately to nullify the galus, and to take out all good and lofty matters which are in Galus, these to the extent machin fun goyla as ozayin geula, to transform goyla, which means exile, gimel vav lamed hey, and to transform it to geula, which is redemption, gimel aleph vav lamed hey. Durch megala zayin dem aleph fun alufei shaloylam, this is through revealing the letter Aleph, which stands for the Alufa Shelolam, the chief of the world, Hashem himself, the Kavana Elyena, the purpose and the intention of above, in Galus, in exile. As is explained in other places, and there are other sikhs which elaborate this about this theme at great length. Basically, Goyla and Geula are spelled exactly the same way, except for the Aleph, which is stuck in the middle of the word Goyla. You don't even have to scramble around and change the order of the letters. And the Aleph is not put in the beginning of the word, but it's right in the middle. And then it transforms the word into Geula redemption. Meaning that all we have to do is bring Hashem and show the purpose and the intention of why Hashem is doing this. And then Golus is automatically transformed into redemption. The Maila von Shuvah was Kumta Ruiz durch die Rida in Golus. And this, of course, is the uniqueness and what's special about tshuva, returning to Hashem, which brings out what the whole purpose and what's so special about this descent in Golus. And although we have a rule that it says in the Mishnah that if one says, I will sin and then I will return to Hashem, I will then repent, so he's not given the opportunity to do tshuva. However, Hashem sent Jews into exile, like we just quoted above, that it wasn't with our will that we went into Golus. Hashem sent us into Golus. This came by virtue of the fact that, to quote the pasuk in Tehillim and making a reference in footnote 140 to the Medrash on that, that Neira Alila al Bnei Adam, he is terrible in his doing toward men. That is what it says in Tehillim. Neir alil b'nei Adam. And the Medrash interprets that and says that there is this concept of it being a setup, that Hashem causes certain things to happen. Nar b'chtei ufei b'nei Eden hecher. And it's only in order to ultimately bring the Jews up higher. Uve meile, durch vanisa v'amarta von Eden. And therefore, through the announcement, the saying out loud of the Jew, he has the ability to nullify this concealment, this temporary concealment and descent of exile. And he's able to place an aleph, alufei shel olam, Hashem, Megalazain in them, the Geula Amitis Vashlema, to reveal in this descent, in Golus, to reveal the truth, which is the true and complete redemption. V'hi ratzin, and it may be the will, as durch them vanisav amartu von Ayidin, that through this loud announcement of the Jew, vos er bet unschreit zum Eibishtern, that he is pleading and screaming to Hashem, Anna, please, Rachim, have mercy, Unem shaynaru is eaten from Golus, and take Jews out of Golus already. Unbring shayn di geula amitis vashleima de Mashiach tzidkenu, and bring already the true and complete redemption through our righteous Mashiach. Vihi rotzin me Hashem, and may it be Hashem's will, as dos zolpeil zayn pulosoi, that it should have its actual effect. This should have its desired effect. Unbring in the geula teka from Yad Mamish, and bring about the redemption immediately, literally, tangibly. Un ali yidin, and all Jews. Un yeder yid, and every Jew. Geyin, go. Un tova yalaretz asher Hashem elekecha noisin lecha. You will enter, come into the land which Hashem is giving you. Nachala, for an inheritance. V'yirishta v'yashavtaba. And you will take possession of it, and you will settle in it. V'lokachta mereshis kol pri adam ha-gemer, and you will take from the first of the fruit. V'anisa v'amarta, and you will say out loud, as zol zayin tekef u'miyad mamish. It should happen and be literally immediately. Yichi adinenu meireinu v'rabbeinu melech ha-moshiach le'olam v'ed.